KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Open your heart and home to an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities and become a mentor with our California Mentor Family Home Agency program. We are looking for mentors in Shasta County. As a mentor, you can help an individual in need thrive. Mentors receive a monthly stipend to help cover the cost of care. Call 530-221-9911 or visit ca-mentor.com. That's ca-mentor.com.
Welcome out to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Spencer Schlange. It's great to have you with us as we're about to get underway here from Tiger Field. Bluebird skies up above the ballpark, panoramic clouds all around, and a wonderful 80 degrees with just a slight breeze just to cool us off even more, enjoying some absence of the Redding heat with some thunderstorms and lightning earlier today, some rain showers scattered all throughout the day, cooled things off, and next thing you know, there's about 250 people pouring into the ballpark here on a wonderful Friday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. It's game two of a three-game weekend series against the Novato Knicks, and then Sunday versus the Hema Bulls. Last night, the Knicks lost by a score of 14-13 here because the Colt 45's rallied in the ninth. They scored three in the bottom half and walked it off on a hit-by-pitch in that contest. Chiarito and Tyler Jones had a homer, and that was Chirito's first homer of the year, as well as Tyler Jones. And it should be an exciting weekend series after last night's 3-hour-plus thriller, a 27-run endeavor.
Yeah, absolutely, Jacob. A great opportunity here to call some baseball. Unfortunately, we missed last night's game in a great shootout. 27 runs scored, and obviously ending the way it did, obviously, a hit batsman is probably one of the less exciting ways to have a walk-off happen, but I'm sure the Colt 45s cannot care any less about that. They got the job done, obviously scoring a few in the ninth, which is huge for them. Expecting nothing less than tonight, or nothing different tonight. The hot bats and a serious deciding game here tonight, so excited for it.
Two straight games that they've actually won in a walk-off, because they won last Sunday in a game that we also didn't call, on a walk-off single by Nicholas Caballero against the West Coast Kings, which one way to avoid the sweep right there, because the West Coast Kings almost
absolutely
swept these Colt 45s, and I couldn't tell you the last time the Colt 45s were swept. I don't think our coupleable history of the Colt 45s baseball club goes back far enough, but it's been at least a handful of seasons, so some great stuff last weekend from the 45s, even though it was some drama in the ninth, came back and won, and again, say what you want about this team, but four walk-offs on the year, that's more than the previous 3 years combined, and with that, you can tell they have a flair for the dramatic, as the Novato Knicks has. All of them have been announced and on the field, and the Colt 45's lineups will be announced. We'll have the national anthem coming to you relatively soon, and now the Colt 45's, after last night's win, improved to 10-2 on the year, only a couple of losses through 12 games. And like I said, Chiarito, who finds himself in the cleanup spot tonight in the lineup and patrolling right field yet again, after last night's homer, we'll see what he can do against this Novato Knicks pitching, who will be, they'll be sending Skaggs to the mound, and then Lucas Pettingill will be getting the baseball from Bob Anderson. And Pettingill on the year has kind of been inconsistently consistent. He's gone four innings just about every start, and one way or another has put the Colt 45s in a great spot to win a ball game or go after and chase a win down. I think he's 2-1 on the year, if I remember correctly, and again, the player to watch and listen for is Nico Parker, through and through, five-tool player. Again, I'll stand by it. All around, probably the best player on the squad.
Absolutely. I think I'd agree with you there, Jacob. Just the way he just attacks everything on the offensive side of things, even when he gets on base, via usually a hit to the outfield. He's still active on the bases, looking to steal. Even had an opportunity to steal home a couple weekends ago in the opener that I called with you. But yeah, also on the defensive side of things, just deep center, trolling the field, the outfield. Does a great job, just a great all-around player. When you think of some of the best pound-for-pound boxers in the world, or fighters, UFC, stuff like that, when you think of a pound-for-pound baseball player, position-for-position, I think D'Amico Parker tops the list on this team. And on the other teams I've seen, too, so far, it's been a bunch of great baseball for him and this Colt 45's team as a whole.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, the speed at which he can chase that ball down up the alley. Right. And again, it's 400 or 406 straight away, rather, and then 370 to right center and 358 to left center. He's got a lot of grass to patrol out there in center field and getting to those gaps. He does a great job of helping out his corner outfielders in left and right, which is tonight Ayers in left and then Chirito in right. I think this is actually the first time we've seen Timmy Ayers in left, so that'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, I believe so as well.
It should be, again, all-around interesting ball game. But when you have a guy like that in the middle part of the lineup, in the heart of the order, early in the lineup, wherever, it helps hold down that offense and move him around. And facing off against the Novato Knicks, the ball club originally established in 1962 from Marin County. And for all you non-Californians, when you see pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge, there's the city side and the green side. The green side is Sausalito and Marin County. They opened their season in Arcata, California versus the Humboldt Crabs. And they just beat the Sacramento Yankees on June 14th. By a score of 4-3, in which David Skaggs, tonight's starting pitcher for the Knicks, went 5 strong innings and helped them walk away with the win. And tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Greek Way in downtown Reading. We're going to cut the break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Here on Casey, you know, Shasta Reading.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Everyone, and welcome back. We have Rick Bassetti in the background talking about Fabry. It's Fabry night here at Tiger Fields. We're going to tune in for just a second here and get some words from Rick Bassetti.
Have to have their weak beer floats to make it an accident. So, in respect, we want to recognize him by giving him a 9-4. So we want to thank you all for participating and coming here. He meant so much to so many over all of his time as a mentor, a model, and a father to the kids that were his. He did so much for so many of his players. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find any young person that was ever in his life that he could still tell you what their name was. They'd walk up to him, Coach Reed, he would know exactly who they were and when they were with him in his life. So, thank you all for coming out and enjoying the game. It should be a good one. We have his daughter, Leandra, here. So, thanks again, folks. We really appreciate it and enjoy the day.
A little impromptu speech here from Rick Bassetti, the general manager, rather, of the Colt 45s here on Bob Reed night, who, for everyone who doesn't exactly know who that is. He's an Anderson football coach and longtime educator who passed away this previous November on the 16th. And he coached the Cubs and built the program into a powerhouse, winning the Northern Section titles and 13 Northern Athletic League championships throughout his coaching tenure. He's a member of the Shasta County Hall of Fame and holds the record for most wins by a coach in NSCIF history, leading them to 7 undefeated seasons. He's earned Coach of the Year 3 times and was selected as a Cal High State Football Coach of the Year for medium schools in 95 and the All-Superior California Football Coach of the Year for large schools in 1986 and a plethora of other things. Anderson High School football stadium is named after him. And yeah, lasting impact on the surrounding North State communities. This is all some excerpts from an article by Brett Abrams in the Reading Record Searchlight. So special thanks to Mr. Brett Abrams on this article that we were able to pull from just to get some context and give some context. And real quick before we get underway here, not that we want to move too quick past that, here on Bob Reed Night, definitely want to take the time to remember him, pay homage to him, but hand it over to Spencer to do the starting lineups real quick here for the visiting Novato Knicks.
Awesome. Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, batting first tonight will be Gibbs, who is also manning center field. Behind the dish is going to be Brinson batting second. Aguilar is going to be batting third out of left field. Batting in that cleanup position and manning first base tonight is going to be Bush. The designated hitter batting fifth is going to be Tokar, followed by Rizzo batting sixth. That's short. Out in right field is Poitras. He'll be batting seventh. Batting eighth at the hot corner is Fitzgerald. And the second baseman, Tapia, will be rounding off the lineup as the Colt 45s dig in here on the field, getting ready to get started. The lineup for them up the middle is going to be Taylor at short, Mark Anthony Carroll at second at the hot corner for the Colt 45s. It's going to be Nicholas Caballero. Woody Joyner is going to be playing first base. In the outfield from left target is Timmy Ayers in left, D'Amico Parker in center, and Brayden Chiarito in right behind the dish. It's Rowan Brown, and getting the nod from Bob Anderson, as Jacob mentioned, Lucas Pettingill tonight for another game of work for him.
Yeah, and Lucas Pettingill, again, just looking to keep that four-inning streak at the very least up to par. Out of Overton, Nevada, and CSU San Bernardino is where he's headed as a freshman this year. 6'4", 205 for the tall, lengthy right-hander. As we are about to get underway here, a little bit past 7:15, but no worries. Again, impromptu speech here from Rick Bassetti. As they conclude warm-up tosses, and they'll make the throw down to second base. And again, another spot to look in that lineup is Chiarito, trying to get back-to-back nights with a homer is likely what he's looking to do, Spencer.
Yeah, absolutely. But Chiarito, as you mentioned, first home run last night. Tyler Jones as well. We'll see if he gets any burn later in the game tonight. Obviously, probably getting the day off, probably get the nod tomorrow behind the dish. But yeah, Chiarito has done a great job in right field in the games I've called with you. He's done pretty solid getting on base as well. He's batted in quite a few RBIs. I'm sure we could pull that stat for some point in the game. But yeah, as you mentioned, his first home run last night, and I wouldn't expect anything less than him to be swinging for the fences again tonight in another high-scoring ball game.
Yeah, and it should be a fun one, as now stepping up to the plate will be the Novato Knicks leadoff batter from that left-hand side. The Novato Knicks, the gray bottoms, red tops with the white lettering Knicks across the chest in fancy font, cursive writing, and then on the back, just the block lettering. And the Colt 45s, the white bottoms and the yellow sleeveless tops with the black short sleeves underneath. The Colt 45s across the chest as Pettingill will peer in. As the center fielder will send it to the plate. David Gibbs to the plate. Gibbs, Brinson, and Aguilar do up. Elijah Aguilar in that three spot tonight. I believe that's the same Aguilar that pitched last night. There's the first pitch from Pettingill. This is low for ball one. First pitch comes in at 7:19. And we are underway here from Dagger Field. 1-0 count on the left-hand hitter, even in the box with the even stance, the 1-0. This is low and in for ball two. Two balls in, no strikes. Again, 80 degrees, blue skies above the ballpark. Some cloud cover, that panoramic view beyond the outfield wall. Shadows not really covering any part of the field. Here's a ground ball toward the third baseman. Caballero gathers to his left, throws the first in time for the 5-3 putout. That's the way our ball game begins here at Tiger Field.
Yeah, and you could tell the rain already playing factor from earlier this morning. As you mentioned, got a little storm in there this morning. And Caballero, that ball really moving slow through that tall grass to him. Obviously, just a little bit of water on the pitch, you may say.
And nice little soccer World Cup reference there. You know, the soccer can't take the soccer player out of the soccer.
Absolutely not. Little nod to the World Cup.
Can't take the soccer out of the soccer player. My bad.
Nod to the United States men's national team yet again.
2-0. Getting
the job done. There you go.
Here's the first pitch to the righty. Misses upstairs for ball one. And, yeah, as a third baseman, that's what you love to see. A hard hit ground ball that just slows down in the grass, glide to your left, gather, and make a quick throw to first.
Yeah, absolutely. And that storm bring a little bit different of, as this one's called, strike, leave it up to count 1-1. Just a little bit different scenery than we normally see here out at Tiger Field. A little bit more dim, a little bit more cloud cover, and, yeah, just some darker clay and a little bit darker grass as well.
The 1-1 on the outside corner to make count 1-2. Yeah, everything's a little bit more, I don't want to say gloomy, but darker in the sense of the overall aesthetic, if you will.
I agree.
With less, Redding is apparently the sunniest city in California. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Pettingill. Breaking ball, wings that ring him up. Swung on and missed for strikeout number one and out number two. Now Aguilar to the plate.
Yeah, and good confidence just throwing a handful of different looking pitches there from Pettingill, just digging and getting started here in the top of one. Two outs away, great start for him so far. See if he can go through the order here.
Now it's the left hand hitting Aguilar to the plate. Pettingill peering over his glove, rocks and delivers out of the windup. It's fouled back, right back, well, headed toward us, but the netting stood between me and that baseball, unfortunately.
Yeah, I do think that one would have been actually quite perfect for us, Jacob. I don't think any other one was has been that close to us as far as on the perfect line. It would have been, probably wouldn't have even had to make a move left or right. Jacob, just stick your hand up there and would have made the grab.
Yeah, what unfortunate. Grabbed it with the paw. Here's the 0-2 from Pettingill. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Hang him up. Strike three called. Aguilar says, no thanks. I'm just looking as the Knicks go 1-2-3 here at the end of the top of the first. We're scoreless with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half.
Tonight's Redding Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. David Skaggs will conclude his warm-up tosses here, coming off that win against the Sacramento Yankees by a score of 4-3, went 5 innings in that contest, earning himself the win, if all my information is correct, at least. Now the throwdown will be made by his battery mate, the catcher Justice Brinson, and it will be Timmy Ayers to the plate.
As you mentioned earlier, I think Timmy Ayers first time out in the outfield, at least so we've seen so far this season. So a guy who can kind of do it all, at least Bob Anderson believes to think so, and I don't think any less either. And he's leading off the lineup tonight. It's exciting. Great opportunity for him to get some action both on the offensive and defensive side of things.
And especially at this level.
Right.
Diverse skill sets across the whole infield and outfield, of course, but if you have a specialized position within those two realms, always good to have third baseman playing in on the infield grass, just about a step or so. Everyone else pulled to the pool side of the left-hand batting Timmy Ayers. He takes outside for ball one. And also, I will say there's a certain just freshness in the air. Not
absolutely,
so much
like a summer rain.
Yeah,
sure.
Just post summer rain, you know, yeah. It's kind of carried the vibe into the ballpark when I got here too. Just a beautiful night of baseball ahead of us. It felt like a fresh slate, a new slate. Not to say there's, you know, anything we want to wipe clean on the season, of course, but overall, just a nice little refreshing atmosphere as opposed to that summer heat, the dog days of summer almost already.
Absolutely.
Here's a 2-0 count on the lefty. As Skaggs kicks and deals, breaking ball misses low and away.
Yeah, and Skaggs here on this first batter facing the air is just trying to find himself still. 3-0 count.
Now the righty ball behind him collects glove at the belt on that back hip. Now rocks and deals the 3-0, misses low, and a 4-pitch walk issued. Now Timmy Ayers is aboard. First runner of the ballgame for the 45s. We'll bring up D'Amico Parker. The defense behind Mr. David Skaggs, the starting pitcher, Fitzgerald, Rizzo, Tapia, and Bush are on the horn, third to first. And then Brinson is battery mate. He's behind the dish. Aguilar, Gibbs, and Poitras left to right field, patrolling all that beautiful, luscious green grass out there here at Tiger Field. Center fielder Gibbs pulled in and shaded toward left center a couple of steps. On the right hand hitting D'Amico Parker, pickoff move back to first is not in time. Timmy Ayers almost deked after the dubious movement from the first baseman Bush, who acted like the ball escaped out of his glove.
Yeah, good effort. Nothing to lose here early in the first inning. You get a runner on, which you obviously don't want, especially via the walk, as Parker takes a strike one.
That's a nice little pitch there. Bottom of the zone on the inner half. No balls and one strike on the right-hand hitting D'Amico Parker with the open stance. He's deep in the box. Here's the 0-1 with nobody now stepping off is Skaggs. Yeah, shadows covering all of the field with that cloud cover layer toward the horizon. So shadow's already covering the field. No sunspots. Quick pickoff sent back to first. Wow, that was close. That's a bang-bang play. And now a balk issued. And ironically, not even ironically, just funny enough, first baseman had his nose in on that, or the first base umpire, rather, had his nose in on that play, watching it like a hawk. And the umpire position towards second base is the one that called the balk. So now into scoring position after the balk call is Timmy Ayers. And some 180 free feet of base path for Timmy Ayers. So he's now at second base. The ball's and one strikes. This one's grounded toward the 5-6. Oh, past the shortstop. Rizzo rounding third is Ayers. He's going to hold at third. D'Amico Parker wide turn at first, but he'll hold there with a single. And now there's runners at the corners here in a scoreless bottom of the first inning.
Yeah, great contact there by D'Amico Parker between that 5-6 hole. Obviously, the shortstop had a great effort. Pretty much full stretch Rizzo was to get onto that ball, but it squeaked right by him and obviously had to hold for a little bit was Ayers. Couldn't quite round. Obviously, he thought Rizzo was going to be able to get there. It was a close one. But as you mentioned, Jacob, runners on the corners here, zero outs away. Great opportunity here for the Colt 45s to get up early.
And that was, again, one of the – you see that a little bit wetter of the grass.
Yeah,
it's not as dry as it typically is. They don't wet the grass. They just wet the infield dirt. And now you have to watch for the double steal as well as Nicholas Caballero takes a called strike one on the inner half. But looked like the shortstop didn't – he didn't dive down for the ball. He kind of just full extension. Didn't think he was going to get to it, but – due to the wetness of the infield grass, ball's a little bit slower, and what would typically be a clean single through the left side for a base hit, he might have been able to get to had he gotten that uniform dirty, but he just, you know, routinely, you don't get that most of the time, but with this wet grass, as Caballero digs back in after having something in his eye, the 0-1 delivery, it's a ground ball toward the first baseman, gloves off his gloves, going to carry him back behind the bag at first, the second baseman over to recover, D'Amico Parker up to third, Ayers trot ended in to score as Caballero reaches on the E3.
Yeah, and that's exactly how you draw it up for the Colt 45s. On it, obviously, didn't have to work too hard to get on and around here, but they're up 1-0 early here, and you still got runners at the corners, zero outs away, and it's up to David Skaggs and this Knicks defense to dig themselves out of this one early.
And now Braden Chiarito to the plate. Again, had his first homer of the year last night. Another left-hand hitter for this 45s lineup. First pitch him is a breaking ball off the outside edge for ball one. as the third baseman will play even with the bag over there. Left-hand batter, first baseman holding the runner on. This one's hit foul out of play. Just a bit behind it.
Yeah, great contact there from Chirino as well. Even the crowd getting a little involved with that one, obviously. Ended up going foul to even up the count 1-1 over that third base dugout with the Colt 45s hanging out in there. But great contact, definitely a lot of pop off the bat for him, and I'm sure a lot of that has to do with how his performance went last night hitting that home run.
100%. He's got to be seeing the ball well coming off a homer last night against, I mean, a very good Nevada Knicks ball club based on the one game we've seen. You have to assume when you can go toe-to-toe like that with this very powerful Colt 45's offense. And now a 2-1 count on Chiarito.
Right, and that's a good point. It's not too often that, so far, at least my two seasons calling these games with you, as this one's going to miss and bring the count to 3-1. But you rarely see the Colt 45s lose a shootout. You don't see them lose a game too often anyways, but usually when they score 10-plus runs, they're winning that ball game. And last night, obviously, they did, but right behind them there was the Novato Knicks, and in the lead for the entire game heading up to that ninth inning, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
This one misses high, but with the runner going, Caballero, toward second, he's obviously not going to get credit with the stolen base, as that fills the bases as Chirito works the free pass. Yeah, and any barn burner like that, we haven't seen a lot of teams here that can just go toe-to-toe with these Colt 45s. And now a meeting on the mound of the Novato Knicks. There's a whole break in the action. Now the home plate umpire chatting it up with John Downey. Not sure what for exactly.
Just a slight break in the action early here in the bottom of one. 1-0, bases loaded, zero outs away here in favor of the Colt 45s. I think it would be a disservice to themselves, and they feel like they should definitely bring some more runs across with there being the bases loaded as they are and zero outs away. Even hitting into a double play should bring a run across, you'd assume, in the most natural way possible.
And now, yeah, not sure exactly what's happening between the home plate umpire and... So Nico Taylor will dig into the box. A new shortstop here for the 45s. Even stance, deep in the box. With the bases loaded, swung on and missed for strike one.
Yeah, and David Skaggs getting an early talking to from the coach of the Novato Knicks, just trying to get his head right here. He's got himself in a little bit of a hole here early on, but looking to climb himself out of it. See what he can do here.
The 0-1 just misses low and away. And if you're the Knicks, you want a double play here. That's why they have the shortstop and second baseman shaded up the middle at double play depth. They even have the outfielders pulled in, playing just a little bit shallow, mostly Gibbs in center. Again, pulled a couple of steps toward left with the right-hand batter. Shifted just a couple of steps to pull. Anything hit to the shallow outfield, they're going to try and nab someone at home on the double play for an outfield assist. This one misses in the dirt, low and away for ball two. So two balls and one strike to the right-hand hitting Nico Taylor.
Yeah, it's a good job by Brinson there, keeping that one in front of him. Obviously, there's a chance all three runners on the bases advance 90 feet there. So that saves, collectively, 270 feet, just keeping that one in front of him and not having it carry him back to the fence.
That's some great quick math right there.
Thank you. I work hard.
Fantastic. A 2-1 count. Third baseman, even with a bag at third. The 2-1 is going to bounce off the back heel of Taylor, and that's going to put a crooked number on the board here in the bottom of the first for the 45s, as everyone will move up 90 feet.
Yeah, and there you go, just like that again. Not having to work too hard so far, the Colt 45 is much different than last night's entire game went. Obviously, we're not even one full inning in, but bases loaded. Bases remain loaded, and a run comes across to score. So 2-0, zero outs away. Bases loaded, and picture-perfect start so far for the Colt 45s.
Yeah, and it's, again, could be one of those games where, I mean, the Colt 45s have one hit. So as soon as you take away this one's hit in the air toward left center field. Left fielder will chase it down, playable for him. He'll squeeze it, throw into the cutoff man. Is going to be just reeled in and held on to as on a sacrifice fly, Cabarello will tag up. Chirita holds it second. Taylor holds it first as Rowan Brown gets the sacrifice fly and hits it out toward Aguilar, who made a play on it in the left center gap.
Yeah, and I think the Colt 45s enjoy that a little bit more than the Novato Knicks do. Obviously, the Knicks get an out, but it does bring a run across. But now I feel like it's much more manageable for Skaggs and this defense behind him to escape this with limited damage, maybe hold him to three runs here, the Colt 45s.
Yeah, and I was going to say, too, with the outfielders pulled in, as this breaking ball misses inside for ball one to Patrick Bowen Jr., the designated hitter tonight, when you have the outfield pulled in like that, in the sense of if there is an outfield assist opportunity to get the double play, get out of the jam with minimal damage. If you hit the ball over their heads, it's a double, maybe more. It's just a guaranteed extra base hit, obviously. So that is the risk of pulling your outfielders in like that, which I was kind of surprised to see, but it also makes sense given the nature of this bottom half of the order doesn't have the most power as the front of the lineup does. So,
right, and I was about to mention that, too. I've never seen center field play so shallow from the start. I'm assuming that's because he's got some fast people to the left and right of him, and him himself, just a lot of ground to cover, as this one's going to cram back, and runners will advance 90 feet each.
Yeah, it goes all the way pitch. All the way through into the backstop for ball number three on Patrick Bowen Jr. Now first base is completely open, as Chiarito and Taylor behind him will advance on the wild pitch. 3-0 count with one out. Double play no longer in order. Infield shifted to pull on the left hand, hitting Bowen Jr. Wide open stance back in the box. Here's the 3-0 right in there. Down Broadway for a called strike one. The Knicks have a sidewinding righty up and active in the pen, and then another righty getting loose out there as well. Three balls and one strike. David Skaggs' last pitch on June 14th against the Sacramento Yankees as he delivers ball four, low and in. Now it's another walk in the inning. Now the eighth batter to bat for the Colt 45s here is Bodie Joyner, the first baseman.
Yeah, and just the first inning as well, this is, again, ideal. This is about as much as you could ask for the Colt 45s. They're getting some handouts here from this Knicks defense, and they're looking to keep that going. Keep runners coming across, one out away, bases loaded, already up 3-0. Much different than yesterday's game so far. But a lot of ball to play, to say the least.
Yeah, and again, free passes. And whichever team is giving up the free passes is usually on the losing side of the ball game. As this one's grounded right toward the third baseman, gloves, throws the second for one, the relay to first, and around the horn. I take that back. Called safe at first. Now they're going to throw him. Caught to Pickles Taylor between third and home. He's back and forth. Third baseman with it. Chases and gives it up to the catcher. Catcher back to the shortstop. Chases Taylor down the line toward home. And in a very, very roundabout way, the Novato Knicks turn a double play. We'll see if I get this right. 5-4-3-6-2-5.
Can't touch this.
Four, and then I think back to five. And just like that, it's 4-0 at the end of one here on KCNR. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. And folks, if your car got dirty after today's rain, take it down to Quick and Clean Car Wash. That's at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It is the top of the second inning here in a 4-0 ball game. Pettingill now pitching with a calm 4-run lead. Here's Spencer Schlange to take you the rest of the way through this second inning.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, 4-0 through 1, top of the second here in favor of your Colt 45s. Due up is Bush, followed by Tokar, and followed by Rizzo. Tokar being the designated hitter for this Novato Knicks side, and they're going to need him here early. Maybe earlier in the game than expected, as this game is obviously much different than last night's, where it ended 14-13, but 8 innings left to play, so called a strike there for Pettingill, bringing the count to 0-2. Great start here for Lucas Pettingill, not missing his spots, to say the least. Bush, the right-handed batter, digs in, looking to make some contact here. Here's the 0-2 delivery, down in the dirt, and it'll bring the count to 1-2. And as Jacob mentioned earlier in the first inning, just a different vibe out here with the weather, obviously being a little bit different. Usually in deep June, you don't see this type of weather in Northern California, as this is going to just miss and even up the count 2-2. Good-looking pitch there from Pettingill, just a little high out of the zone. And he will now kick and deal the 2-2. Swung on and missed. It's going to be dropped, but looking to make the official strikeout, but obviously just a little more complicated. It will be a strikeout there for Lucas Pettingill. His third of the night, second one swinging, but bobbled there behind the dish was Rowan Brown, but able to make the throw out as Bush gives a half-hearted jog towards first base.
Yeah, just bobbled out there on the drop third strike, got through the catcher, and yeah, made the clean throw down to first after clearing.
Now due up for the Novato Knicks is the designated hitter, Tokar, as he swings hard on this one. Right there is Nico, and he will make an incredible play, the 6-3 putout for out number two, and still through the order has gone the Novato Knicks. Great job there by shortstop Nico Taylor, deep on the infield grass, or outfield grass, and able to make a nice throw over to first base.
Yeah, welcome to the ball club, Nico Taylor. What
How
a great
that?
Play in the 5-6
hole. Able to make a good read on that. Hop, skip, and a jump through the wet dirt, the dark clay here tonight. Able to glove it and make a good throw, as this one's called strike one, making Bob Anderson's decision to play him tonight at short. Looked like a very good one here to start off. Obviously hit by a pitch, but still was able to make his way around. Got tagged out in that crazy double play to that end of the inning. But Pettingill, again, just making quick work so far. If I haven't mentioned it, Rizzo is up to bat here for the Novato Knicks, and he is in a 0-2 hole now. Pettingill looking to retire the side here. Looking for his fourth K on the night. Here's the 0-2, swung on hard, and it's going to find some open grass, and that's going to be the first base hit of the night for the Novato Knicks. It's going to be a nice-looking stand-up single.
Yeah, and the lefty gets it done, dumps one in the shallow left field, and yeah, now the Novato Knicks have a base runner on, and there goes the no-hitter.
There you go.
And the perfecto, actually.
He was right there. He was right there. Only need about 26 outs to go.
On an 0-2 count as well, by the way, which is very tough to do. Typically, you're not swinging at that
Absolutely.
Pitch. Not usually you're chasing it.
Now up, batting seventh in this lineup, is the first baseman, Poitras, for the Novato Knicks. Two outs away in this 4-0 ball game in the top of the second. Colt 45 is looking to waste no time in getting back to the hot bats, as this one misses just low, bringing the count to 1-0. And again, it's not that the Novato Knicks cannot score or get it going, it's just that Pettingill has gotten the best of them so far, as here's the 1-0. Pickoff attempt, safe.
Yeah, some screams of back from the Novato Knicks dugout, which is overcrowded and understaffed, it looks like.
Yeah, it does look like that. A lot of red over there, which I will say it is a little bit easier for us. It's a little bit more relaxing, a little little relieved to see not two teams wearing yellow for the third weekend in a row. It would be
100%
as this one's popped into right field. Chiarito giving chase to it. He's not able to make the grab. It's going to fall, and a big winding throw into third base. It's not quite going to make it, and no one manning second. It's going to turn a single into a double there for the Novato Knicks. Now they have two runners in scoring position with two outs away here in the top of the second.
Yeah, and what should have been, I don't want to say routine, but should have been the end of the inning, turned into an absolute catastrophe on the shallow single that turned into a double right on the throw. No one at second base, the defensive breakdown, the throw from Chiarito is offline. That's why it's very important to not only line up your cutoff man, but then make the throw on a line as well, because if it goes through, it should go to the bag the throw's going to go to in the first place.
Right.
And then with that, you need to have everyone else manning their positions, like at second base. And in that case, that was a free 90 feet as this one's chopped foul back toward the backstop for strike one on the right hand hitting Fitzgerald.
Yeah, and it looks like that one just kind of running away from Chiarito, just a couple feet off the first base line there, almost ended up falling foul. I thought it was going to end up going right to him, but he had to give some extremely heavy chase to it and couldn't quite get to it. And then maybe, yeah, just a forced, a little rushed, arrogant throw by him back into the infield, which you've seen him do before, and it's worked well. But on that one, just missing by a few feet. Then obviously, no one manning second allows a free 90 feet for Poitras off that single.
And also with two outs, running on contact was the runner Rizzo. So also makes sense. Chiarito wasn't necessarily going to hose him out of third, but you do like to see him set his feet, make the throw in on a line, hit your cut. And then it also allows for the back pick if it goes to the shortstop Taylor, who was back near the third base side of the pitcher's mound, and then staying at second base to man second base would have been Mark Anthony Carroll. This one's chopped toward the shortstop. Taylor gets behind it. Gloves. Strong throw to first. Picked at the other end. And not in time. Says he's off the bag. Coming around to score. And sliding in head first is the trailing runner, Poitras. So Rizzo comes around to score. And then Poitras in behind him. And it's now a 4-2 ball game after the defensive breakdown here in the top of the second inning from the Colt 45s.
Yeah, and there it is. A little two-out rally. Three singles bringing two runs across. That's pretty impressive. You'd assume that, by my math, that would load the bases, roughly. But sometimes singles do get you some extra bases. And now up is going to be the bottom of the lineup in Tapia. And should the inning continue, it would be the top of the lineup in a great spot to have a little two-out rally continue. If you're the Novato Knicks, looking to even this one up early as this one's fouled into the parking lot right towards a few fans making their way into the dugout.
And that's where it goes off the dumpster out there. And you'd love to see a fan play the carom, but it just short hops the proverbial wall out there and over his head, and that just tells you how hard it is to play those angles out there in the outfield.
Absolutely.
And also, these errors have been somewhat of a theme. Four errors last night for the Colt 45s, and in games where they have more than two errors, as this pickoff attempt toward first is not in time. Diving back with the right hand is Fitzgerald. Just, says how tough it is all around, but those errors, they get to you. You don't usually win a ball game when you have more errors than the other team.
Yeah, very true. Sometimes it's just doing the little things well and making less mistakes than the other team. Sometimes you don't have to go out and win the game, as this one's fouled off the plate, and it'll bring the count to 0-2, and now a good-looking opportunity for Pettingill to retire the side here. A little bit delayed, a little bit later than he wanted, but it's a possibility here after back-to-back foul balls there from Tapia. Yeah, sometimes you don't need to go out and win a game. You just need to go out and not lose it. You know, don't shoot yourself in the foot and make any mistakes that you wouldn't expect yourself to make.
Yeah, just, again, do the small things great. We talked about it before. This one's grounded toward the second baseman. Carroll handles the weird hop, flips the first in time for the 4-3.
Yeah, great job there. Dealing with the hop is Mark Anthony Carroll. We see him at short. We see him at second. He does it all. And two runs come across for the Novato Knicks here in the top of the second to bring the score to 4-2, but they do strand one as well. That will end the top of the second inning, and they will be at the top of the lineup headed to the third inning.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We enter the bottom of the second inning. Your Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 4-2 through nine outs, six runs coming across, picking up right where they left off last night for both of these baseball clubs. And Mark Anthony Carroll, the only player for the Colt 45s to not have an at-bat yet here, is in the box looking to get his first opportunity here, followed by the top lineup in Timmy Ayers and D'Amico Parker. David Skaggs yet to get a strikeout on the night. Not the most productive first inning as he walks quite a few and even hit a batter as well. But the night is still young. And plenty of ball left to be played as he'll miss one inside here on the shirt of Carroll. Bring the count to 1-0. Skaggs deals showing bunt as Carroll's. This one's going to skip off the bat foul. A little frustration there from Carroll as that one not able to bring the bat to the ball quite quick enough there and bring the count to 1-1. Again, a 4-2 ball game here in the bottom of second. Just about half an hour through. David Skaggs, right-handed pitcher facing right-handed batter Carroll, called strike. Bring the count to 1-2. And the best-looking count so far on the night for David Skaggs, coming here in his first batter faced here in the second inning. Here's the 1-2, swung on hard by Carroll, right over the head of Skaggs, and that is going to be a good-looking single, hitting straight into center field, right over the head of Skaggs. And that is how the second inning will start here for the Colt 45s. And now due up will be the top of the lineup in Timmy Ayers.
Yeah, great piece of hitting from Mark Anthony Carroll yet again, which is, again, kind of few and far between for Mark Anthony, but every now and again, solid knocks like that right up the middle and leadoff batters aboard.
Yeah, absolutely, and his presence up the middle on the defensive side of things is also just such a big part of why this ball club wins the way they do, and Mark Anthony Carroll is definitely a household name around here at Tiger Field.
Oh, yeah, 100% without a doubt.
As Ayers watches one go low and inside for ball one. It's a 1-0 count here. Carroll dancing off first base. Being held on by Bush as this one's down in the dirt and bring the count to 2-0. Count to the left-handed hitting Timmy Ayers, who was walked and then was followed up. Got 380 feet, not just 90, off of a balk from Skaggs. This one's called strike. I'll bring the count to 2-1, and he later came around to score to start off the game for the Colt 45s. Four to two ball game here, zero outs away. Runner in first. As this one fouled back again, it'll even up the count 2-2. And slowing down the game just a little bit here in this second inning. Runs have come around to score plenty so far. Colt 45's looking to get it done still. Zero outs away. 2-2 count in a 2-4 ball game. Bottom of the second. Runner on first for the Colt 45s. Skaggs kicks and deals the 2-2. Swung on. Second baseman looking to turn two. He will get the more productive out, and it will be a fielder's choice. batter called out. Yeah, at second.
Good decision. Gloving the ball with his left hand. Pirouette spins 180 degrees, faces toward second, flips to second, get the lead runner, get the somewhat harder out to get later on in the inning.
Right.
It's a runner you don't want to just be able to advance, especially with D'Amico Parker coming up. You know, it's going to be hard to get a double play with him headed down the first baseline at any point on a ground ball. And, yeah, smart play by the second baseman Tapia to just flip it to second where shortstop Rizzo was ready there and make the judgment call on whether or not to flip to first.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely a close play there at second as well with Mark Anthony Carroll sliding in. Had a good jump on that one and having to turn his shoulders the other way, as you mentioned, was second baseman Tapia. But good call by the umpire. I think he was a little late as this one swung on towards shortstop. Now it's a real chance to turn two. And it will be a double play there to retire this side. A 6-4-3 to end it there. Three up, three down in a roundabout kind of way. And that will take us to the top of the third inning. Your Colt 45's lead by a score of 4-2.
Yeah, Taylor made over there. Great job by Rizzo. Got to it quick. Made a snap throw to second. The relay by the second baseman, Tapia, was just barely in time to get the speedy D'Amico Parker. Here on KCNR, Shasta Redding. And it's 4-2 after two complete here. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick Complete Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Stop by Quick Complete Car Wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Again, clean car wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. As we head into the top of the third inning, we will also be heading into the top of the lineup here for the Novato Knicks. 4-2 is the score. Your Colt 45's lead. Due up is Gibbs, Brinson, and Aguilar. Batting fourth in cleanup would be Bush, who is also manning first the defensive side of things for these Knicks. Should the inning continue as this one swung in hard, and a great hopping play by Mark Anthony Carroll. First pitch swinging, great contact by Gibbs, but Mark Anthony Carroll, just a couple steps to his right, leaps. Little Michael Jordan-esque right there, and a great glove there for out number one here in the third.
Yeah, Air Carroll over there at second base. And on cue, you were talking about just the defensive prowess of Mark Anthony Carroll. Does a great job holding down this infield in
absolutely
a variety of ways. And, yeah, case in point right there, ranging to his right. Just a little bit of a half-hearted leap, but the airtime was sensational.
Yeah, especially, as mentioned, as this one's called strike one on Brinson. Good-looking pitching still from Pettingill, doing a great job so far, looking to keep this going. But no matter what side of second base he's playing on, whether he is playing second or short, I've even seen him at third. Maybe it wasn't this season, but last season. It's a great job there by Mark Anthony Carroll, just working the infield. And one of the few returners of this Colt 45 teams is this one's fouled back, brings strike two and 0-2 count. But just kind of paving the way for newer players such as Nico Taylor, who he's kind of partnered up with there in the infield tonight.
Yeah, and again, just when you're moving all around the infield like that, and he did get some burn at third last year, if I remember correctly, or if you remember correctly as well, I guess,
yeah.
But this one goes all the way back toward the backstop, but nobody on, so doesn't matter too much. As a 1-2 count now on the right hand hitting Justice Brinson, who struck out swinging his first time up.
Yeah, 1-2 count now. Pettingill kicks and deals, and it's going to be skipped back towards the wall again. Just kind of adjusting the hat there as Pettingill. Even up the count 2-2. Just kind of take a deep breath. Looking to work that strikeout again. He's done a great job getting ahead early so far in these at-bats, all the batters he's faced, he's pretty much gotten two strikes away on. All but two of them, if my scorecard is correct, besides the first swingings. And this will actually fill the count 3-2. So from 0-2 to 3-2, great patience here from Brinson. And the payoff pitch pending, the first one of the night here for the Colt 45s and Lucas Pettingill. Or maybe in the ballgame entirely, actually, if I'm not mistaken. Here's the payoff. It's going to miss high, and from 0-2, it will turn into a walk, and Brinson will get a free 90 feet here. And Pettingill with some visual frustration there.
That was a great job, but great at-bat by Brinson. Got to give him his flowers there.
Absolutely.
Down 0-2, and you rally back in the AB, and now you get aboard. And hopefully the Knicks here avoid the double play as the Colt 45s push the double play depth with Taylor and Carroll. The shortstop and second baseman are shaded up the middle with the left-hand batting Elijah Aguilar to the plate.
Casey and R. Shastoretti.
Yeah, Aguilar on the night. Struck out looking, which retired the side as he will take a called strike one there. And a little head tilt from Aguilar. You can tell he was a little confused on that called strike, which is something we have grown accustomed to this campaign, I feel like, compared to last. A little bit of confusion from behind the plate and from the batters and even from the coaches, at least in a couple weekends, as this one misses inside, I'll even up the count. Great job by Rowan Brown keeping that one in front of him behind the dish there and keeping Aguilar on first, or Brinson rather. It's 1-1 count, one out away in a 4-2 ball game here in the top of the third. Infield at double play depth. Henningill delivers the 1-1, called strike number in the count to 1-2.
And Aguilar the other night had a relief appearance. That was last night, rather, not the other night. And he was actually had one wild pitch in that endeavor, and then, yeah, went two innings of two hit, one run ball, one walk, and three Ks.
And it's not too bad. A solid night of burn there from Aguilar. Now he's looking to do it on the offensive side of things, as Pettingill misses this one outside, even up the count 2-2. Again, tonight here, pretty peaceful night at Tiger Field, full ballpark, to say the least, as Jacob gave you the estimate number, which I think has only grown so far. Quite a few fans out here, but no wind pushing, no bad weather, as this will bring another full count, 3-2, as this one misses low and outside as well.
And here's a case of Pettingill of trying to get a ground ball, induce a ground ball. He's pitching low and away, trying to just get Aguilar a weak ground out, and they can twist it around the infield. And yeah, not 4th of July full here at Tiger Field, but still pretty decent crowd nonetheless, as this one misses up and away. Back-to-back walks issued. It's a base on balls for back-to-back batters.
Yeah, and that's why the Colt 45s are leading this game right now. They've limited those to the first two of the night, first two walks of the night for in just one error, I believe, and that coming in that second inning. Whereas they scored four runs based off of three batters walked and a hit by pitch as well in that first inning. So that's the difference maker right there, and obviously that's bringing the Novato Knicks right back into it. I'm not too worried about Pettingill. I think he'll be able to find himself here, but just got to stay calm as another thrown strike. Like I mentioned here, he started off ahead in almost every single count, and he's done a great job as well of going the distance in these as well.
That's a great... I mean, the number one thing you want to do as a pitcher is stay ahead. That's where the chess match begins, or where the chess match can end, you lose the batter. But if you can get ahead, you get that first pitch strike, it's a whole different at-bat. Back-to-back breaking balls. This is one grounded weakly toward the third baseman, charging barehand Caballero to first, picked at the other end in time for the 5-3 as Caballero charging in, barehand off-balance throw to first, and picked at the other end by Bodie Joyner is out number two.
Yeah, and just an incredible job there, as you mentioned, by Caballero, running, charging that ball that was barely hit again. That grass feeling a little bit long today, a little bit slower rolling with that storm that we had this morning and into the afternoon, into late hours of the afternoon. Cleared up perfectly tonight for a great game at the ballpark at Tiger Field, but able to make that barehanded play and throw off one foot.
And I'm waiting for these lights to be turned on.
Right.
I do have my sunglasses on still, but they're going to have to come off probably before the next half inning.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Shadows covering all of the field now. Don't want to say darkness is falling, but it is much more of a dusk type of lighting.
Runners do advance on that last play as well. Runners on second and third. So two in scoring position here for Tokars. That will even up the count 1-1.
Yeah, now all of a sudden his umpires shift over as well. Instead of one runner in scoring position, now the tying run is in scoring position. So a base hit here, and the Knicks have not a ball game potentially.
Yeah, and Tokar Swings on the 1-1 here, right up towards Pettingill, but it's still going to be corralled by Mark Anthony Carroll, and he will make the 4-3 putout. So two in scoring position, two stranded again for the Novato Knicks, and that will retire the side. They threaten, but they do not score. It remains 4-2 as we head to the bottom of the third for the Colt 45s to play some offense.
You're on KCNR, Shasta Redding. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
And welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. We are in the bottom of the third inning. Your Colt 45s lead by a score of 4-2. And due up is Nicholas Caballero, followed by Brayden Chiarito, and followed by Nico Taylor. Three batters, two of which have come around to score, and one who was stranded on third base all in the first inning, where they scored all four of their runs so far. Caballero digging in the right-handed hitter, who reached via the E3 and, as mentioned, came around to score. In this 4-2 ballgame, David Skaggs still on the mound for his third inning of work. Swung on and just missed by Caballero. Going to want that one back as he just misses over on that one down in the dirt. Bring the count to 0-1. As the setting sun just hits that wall in the back deep right field. As a drop pitch will bring the count to 1-1, missing inside. No runners on, obviously, so no threat there. As the catcher brings in, delivers it back to Skaggs. 1-1 count here. As mentioned, a beautiful night out here at the ballpark here at Tiger Field. Some showers earlier today throughout the Reading area has turned into some blue skies as this one has popped straight into the air into the shallow infield and grabbed by second baseman for out number one. Good play there by Tapia, and that is a flyout, and that is how the bottom of the third will begin. It's straight into the sky. Tapia had to sit under that one for a minute, and sometimes that can add a little bit of anxiety and fear of losing that one, but he's able to make the grab again. The sun not playing too much of a factor as the entire field is shaded apart from the American flag in deep center, which is pretty cool, just off the back wall on that 406 sign. Regardless, in this 4-2 ball game, due up Brayden Chiarito, left-handed batter, who also came around to score via the walk. As he check swings, and it's going to be a strike called anyways, doesn't matter. Bring the count to 0-1. Skaggs looking a little more comfortable there on the mound.
Yeah, he's really settled in since that rocky first inning where eight were sent to the plate, and then even gets the nice little, this one misses way inside, even the count up at 1-1. Just a, not a weak pop out, but just a mile high pop out toward the rim of the outfield grass out there handled by Tapia.
Right. Here's the 1-1 from Skaggs, called strike, over the count to 1-2, and a few choice words there from Chiarito towards the umpire. Doesn't quite agree with that call, but nonetheless, I don't think it will change it. bring the count to 1-2, one out away in a 4-2 ball game. No runners on for the Colt 45s. Chiarito looking to be the first here. Here's the 1-2. Misses outside. I'll even up the count 2-2.
Yeah, and Chiarito talked to his dad last weekend, some Italian heritage. Which is, if you didn't guess by the last name,
right,
you know, definitely
right.
Italian.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's always fun. It's always fun to be able to talk and get to know some of the roots here. 2-2 count, swung on. And I think it went foul based off the heads of the Novato Knicks players as I lost that one real quick off the bat. But it will go foul over the third base line and over the Colt 45's dugout, if I'm not mistaken. Bring the count to 2-2.
Yeah,
or remain the count at 2-2.
Up toward the pen over there, just a line shot over the dugout.
Again, that's probably my sign to take these glasses off at the end of this inning. Here's the 2-2 from Skaggs. Swung on hard, and it's going to be a strikeout there. And the first of the night for Skaggs, Chiarito takes the long walk back to the dugout and due up here with two outs away is Nico Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, Chiarito just beat in the at-bat, unfortunately. A little bit of an excuse-me swing there in the punch-out, but, I mean, still put together a decent competitive at-bat was Chiarito. Just got beat there, and now the first K of the night for Mr. David Skaggs.
Yet again, first strikeout for him. Better late than never. Here in the third inning, this one swung on hot right over the Colt 45's dugout. Dangerous foul ball there, which is inevitable, obviously, every once in a while. But skipped right over the fans here on the down the third base line, and luckily, seems everyone's okay. And possibly a broken bat there as well as Nico Taylor goes to grab a new one. So some action there. One of the nicer foul balls you'll see. Obviously as long as it doesn't find its way into the crowd.
Yeah, some firewood now for her fan after that broken bat. Taylor with the black socks up high and the red cleats.
Skaggs peering in, kicks and deals the 0-1, swung on hard, and it'll bring the count to 0-2. A little bit low there from Taylor, but thought he can get a piece of it. Fortunately can't. 0-2 count here. Two outs away in a 4-2 ball game in the bottom of the third. No runners on here for the Colt 45s, but they do lead the game. And Skaggs, again, looking more and more comfortable here as this one misses low and count to 1-2. Obviously that rocky first inning where he, I wouldn't say single-handedly, but he had a lot to do with those runs coming across, walking three and hitting a batter as well. So just that in itself would load the bases and bring a run across, which is inevitably what ended up happening. Here's the 1-2 swung on down. It looks like it bounces off Taylor as well, so he'll have a little hobble out. Foul that one off the plate, and then it kicks up off his knee, it looks like, but took that one like a champ.
Yeah, just kind of saunter around and
shake
that one off.
Yeah, not much of a limp to him or anything like that either, so. Again, the Colt 45's rocking the yellow tank top style jerseys with the black short sleeves underneath. Here's the 1-2 swung on again. Same thing. It's going to foul it right off the plate, and it's going to come off the cap and a little head shake this time. And here's a little wince and a little jog, maybe a little limp to him. Takes the helmet off. Again, just a little saunter around that box before making his way back in, try to put this one in play, or at least try to keep it off of his body. 1-2 count, two outs away. Skaggs dealing in on Taylor, looking to retire the side here and get the Knicks back on offense. Here's the pitch, check swing. They're going to say he went, and that is going to be strike three. Three up and three down to the Novato Knicks, just in time for these lights to turn on as we will head into the top of the fourth inning. Colt 45's lead with score of 4-2.
Yep, next inning, David Skaggs lights out, and the lights come on here at Tiger Field. At the end of three complete, it's 4-2. The Colt 45's lead here on KZNR. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here for this top of the fourth inning. Here on KCNR, Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange here with you. It's great to have you with us as we're doing the wave here at Tiger Field, led by the team in attendance that the Colt 45s are hosting, one of the Little League teams in town. And then, of course, our mascot over there as well. The left hand hitting Troy Rizzo to the plate, left hand batter, swinging on the first pitch, pops it back toward foul territory, angling toward it is Brown along with the third baseman Caballero coming down the line in fair territory, will squeeze it for out number one, as Homer gave up on trying to get the whole crowd to do the wave, I guess, got it to go around once, that is out number one after the pop out to the third baseman Caballero. Now Drake Poitras to the plate, he doubled his first time up here. Right-hand batter. Trolling right field tonight for these Novato Knicks. Right-hand batter with a wide stance, slightly open. Some action out in the Novato Knick bullpen. Pettingill kicks and deals. Misses low for ball one. One ball, no strikes with one out. Nobody on here in a 4-2 top of the fourth inning. Pettingill peering over the glove out of the windup, rocks and delivers. Caballero playing even with the bag at third, right there in the top of the zone, belt high for strike two. One ball and two strikes. One ball and one strike, rather, on the right-hand hitter. The 1-1 is popped up on the infield. Calling for it is the first baseman Joyner, and he corral it in between the pitcher's mound and that first baseline for out number two. So back-to-back pop-outs. One to third and one to first, and now Fitzgerald to the plate. Mateo Fitzgerald, who reached on that E6 his first time up. Pettingill winds and deals. Breaking ball on the just middle part of the plate, dotted it right at the knee. To make the count, no balls and one strike to the right-hand hitter. Here in this 4-2 top of the fourth with two outs, nobody on line, shot into left field for a base hit. Up with the ball is Ayers, and he'll toss it into Taylor as the wide turn at first by Fitzgerald. Now hold there with a clean base hit to left field.
Yeah, and a great contact hit there by Fitzgerald. Bringing up towards the bottom of the lineup, as you mentioned, reached on that E6, was ended up stranded there in the second inning. But a great-looking single to deep left field, about as textbook as you want a contact swing there. Get some ducks on the pond here for Tapia.
I love that that's taken on a little bit of a heavier meaning. Yeah.
Duck on the pond.
A singular duck on the pond.
This one misses just high for ball one.
One ball and no strikes with two outs. And the first baseman, Joyner, holding on the runner at first. 2.5 steps up to the bag at first. This one misses for ball two to the nine-hitter Tapia. Out of the stretch now is Pettingill, bending at the waist. Comes set, working from that third base side of the rubber. Checks the run at first, rocks and delivers, misses low.
And no activity as of yet coming from that Colt 45's bullpen. None has been needed so far, obviously, but I think pretty much since the start of the game, obviously a rocky first inning for David Skaggs, but the Novato Knicks have had a couple pitchers working there in that bullpen. obviously they got the numbers to do it, as a four-pitch walk is delivered, and it'll put Fitzgerald in scoring position and bring Tapia 90 feet to first base.
Yeah, and as if on cue, might get some activity out in the bullpen now, but Pettingill, again, I don't think he's gone past four innings yet this year, which, you know, no disrespect to him whatsoever. It's, again, summer ball. You're just looking for reps for the most part. Tapia gets aboard. Again, pushes Fitzgerald to second. But you're hoping to see him get to five innings. And it might have actually been last week, and he did hit five innings. So I take that back. Could be incorrect on that. There was a breaking ball right in there on the outer half to the left-hand hitting leadoff man, David Gibbs, who's lined out and grounded out tonight to second base and then the third on that ground out back in the first.
Yeah, and Gibbs maybe a little bit unlucky on that last one coming last inning as Mark Anthony Carroll just climbs the ladder, makes a good grab from second base. Should have been a good contact swing for single, at least a base hit.
There's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Taylor called off by Caballero. He's going to go the short way to second where Mark Anthony Carroll, in transitional defense, does a little toe tap onto the second base bag as they get the force, and the side is retired. The Knicks threaten, but they fail to score. They leave a pair aboard. It's 4-2 after 3.5 complete here from Tagger Field.
Tonight's Red and Cold 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to rewash and hand scrub your car truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tagger Field in Reading, California. The Colt 45s went 1-2-3 in the previous inning. After the top half of this fourth, the Knicks threatened, but they failed to score. They left two aboard, and will be the bottom part of the order. Rowan Brown, Patrick Bowen Jr., and Bodie Joyner all due up. Two lefties and a righty for the 45s. And now, digging in is Rowan Brown, the backstop tonight, the battery mate of Lucas Pettingill.
Yeah, and Rowan Brown having that sacrifice fly to bring in a run, the fourth run, actually, the last run that Colt 45 scored, all coming in the first inning, of course, as he'll swing hard on this one. He'll take a big jump and a great play by the shortstop, throws with zero step and a 6-3 putout. One for the books there, and that's how the bottom of the fourth will begin here.
An absolute thing of beauty by Rizzo over there at short. Handled the tough hop off the infield grass. Had to make a last-second leap with the backhand, reaching up above the shoulder. Planted, made a strong throw to first, showed off the cannon and the range from that 5-6 hole on the left side. That was great stuff from Troy Rizzo.
Yeah, absolutely. That was impressive. And not to mention, not only did he jump super late, he had to get that glove up above his head as well. Couldn't even really see where the ball was going. Just threw it up there, and it ended up in the glove. Really impressive stuff.
Now, strike delivered right down Broadway at the knee for a called strike one to Patrick Bowen Jr., who walked his first time up tonight. That was back in the first. And the Colt 45 offense has gotten a little bit quieter now in the absence of free passes and everything else. And then on cue, the shortstop gloves by in second base. And flips to first in time, showing off the range is Troy Rizzo. And that is out number two. And as Chad Johnson just gave him credit for, acting as the vacuum cleaner tonight, he's ranged left and right. That ball was hard hit up the middle. I believe it was to the right field side of the second best
second base bag. He got to it on the rim of the outfield grass. The second baseman, Tapia, ducked and covered, and a strong throw to first as we're going to get a pitching change here. It'll be a southpaw on in relief of Mr. David Skaggs when we return after this two gone here in this bottom of the fourth inning of a 4-2 ball game. It will be Bodie Joyner facing off against the southpaw when we return after this quick break.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. That's affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Well, it's a southpaw on in relief for the Novato Knicks as he concludes his warm-up tosses. Probably standing at about 6'5", I would guess. Lefty working from that third base side. Nobody on. Bodie Joyner up to the plate with two gone here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And a little bit of a sidewinding delivery with that arm slot at about a 45-degree angle from the first base side. As he has a somewhat of a, I don't want to say goofy delivery, but a little almost slide step action. Kind of looks like a inverted Mason Miller delivery, if you will, if you're either an A's fan from the past few years or a current San Diego Padres fan. And looks like he throws pretty hard as well. So we'll see what he can do here against these Colt 45s. Looks like he has a fastball breaking ball off-speed arsenal. I got that changeup mixed in there as he concludes his warm-up tosses. Mark Anthony Carroll on deck should the inning continue, and what a line for David Skaggs, who had a rocky first inning, but after that retired everyone pretty much in order, apart from that clean single back in the second inning that Mark Anthony Carroll had, which is one of two hits tonight for the 45s. And now catcher's getting subbed out as well. Just, I'm not even sure what just happened. Justice Brinson either injured his arm. As, 47 will enter for 31. And when we get a name for number 47, operating without rosters here, we will let you know. So now number 47, the new catcher. And the theatrics continue.
Absolutely, and we don't expect anything less so far this campaign out here at Tiger Field. Nothing but fireworks, even when we're not here. Just another reason to try to come out here as much as possible as a fan. Even when you're not able to listen to the games, there's still 14 to 13 ball games every once in a while that are won on walk-offs. So,
yeah, and I mean, you can't be mad at some good old-fashioned baseball.
There you go. Guess you'll never know unless you come out to Tiger Field here and enjoy a ball game.
100%. As Skaggs goes 3 2/3, 2 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. And he did so on 53 pitches. First pitch to Joyner misses up and away to the righty for ball one. So now, something that we have not seen, I don't think, really ever here, but brand new catcher in the midst of this ball game, and he's going to have to step in and be at the helm of this defense for the Novato Knicks.
Yeah, no better time to get a catcher change as well when there's already a pitcher change going on because, and that's a called strike. Maybe stole one there a little bit low and some chatter from the crowd coming in on that umpire's call. Bodie counts 2-1.
Bodie Joyner with that big frame, 6'4", 220 out of McKinleyville, California, University of Jamestown. It's a big dude in that batter's box.
That's a junior. Straight to the parking lot.
He knew he was just a bit late on it as well. Some verbal frustration for the righty. It's a 2-2 count now.
Yeah, but as I was saying, with being in the bullpen, I'm sure that catcher was already playing catch with the current pitcher as well. So hopefully that's going to help with the chemistry there.
2-2 is reached for, fouled off. Yeah, they replaced the whole battery instead of just the pitcher tonight.
Right, there you go.
Which, yeah, the double switch, not the most common thing, especially in college ball.
But either way,
that's what the Nevada Knicks had to do here. Now, two balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on. As the southpaw, number 37 for the Knicks, kicks and deals. Waved at, ball goes all the way through. Now, Joyner's going to have to take first base. Catcher gloves, throws a strong throw to first, picked at the other end, but safe. And Bodie Joyner, to the elation of the crowd here, gets aboard via the dropped third strike. So, yeah, most people ask, they say first is the only base you can't steal, but fun fact, technically, you can steal it.
Damn, look like you're right there from Joyner.
On a drop third strike with nobody aboard, at least on board, or occupying first base, I should say, you can make a break for it as a quick pickoff attempt back toward first, and Joyner almost dove in head first, decided not to about halfway into the action, and almost took a bite of first base.
Yeah, I think he forgot how tall he was. He was like, oh, I'm right here already on the bag. Decided to stay on his toes there. Close one.
Being held on by Bush as this one's fouled back toward the netting of the backstop for strike one. To Mark Anthony Carroll, who is 1-for-1 tonight with that single back in the second inning. That was the last batter to get aboard. And, yeah, the second time through the order, which was not fully completed by tonight's starting pitcher, Skaggs. So here's a ground ball sharply hit right at the first baseman, Bush, who gloves and will take it himself. Was Wesley Bush with the smooth play, handling the one hopper in the side, is retired on the three, unassisted. We're through four complete here from Tiger Field. It's 4-2, the Colt 45's lead.
The next Ready Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
And welcome back to Tiger Field here in Reading, California. Officially hit that sunset hour mark as we enter the crepuscule, and it will be the 47, a new catcher leading things off, taking over for Justice Brinson, getting his first at bat after coming in defensively back in the fourth inning. So he takes his first swing at it, fouls it back for strike one. Again, not sure who number 47 is, but we'll do our research real quick and see if we can get you that name here for the Novato Knicks. Now a 2-0 count. This one misses as well. A 1-1 count, rather, after the foul ball. This one misses wide. Now the count, 3-1. As umpire holds up his fingers back toward the scoreboard operators back behind us to make sure they have it correct. Here's a 3-1 delivery with nobody out, nobody on. Misses up and away. And I take that back. So that was ball 3.
when he flashed his fingers.
I saw a third one there, too.
There was definitely a third finger, so the home plate umpire's fingers are just a little bit disgruntled, if you will. Now the 3-1 breaking ball nearly takes out the head of the new catcher for the Novato Knicks, though we don't have a name of due to the absence of rosters, as he will work a walk here. Now Elijah Aguilar to the plate, who's walked and struck out looking tonight.
And again, Pettingill so far, a pretty solid game. He's now just walked a few batters, obviously a few more than he wishes he would, but he's gotten a few Ks. He's done great so far for the most part, but just some unnecessary batters faced that have come across for free, if
now,
you will.
You really want to double play here with the left hand hitting Elijah Aguilar to the plate, who takes a called strike one. Yeah, you want the twin killing and stay efficient if you're Mr. Pettingill. Here in this case, as Lucas comes set, checks the runner at first, kicks and delivers, misses low for ball two, nearly picked cleanly by Rowan Brown, the backstop. Say that 10 times fast. Rowan Brown, the backstop. The lefty digging in. Even stance, he's up in the box just a little bit with that front foot, even with the front part of home plate. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Around a bunt, pops it up, but it goes back toward the Colt 45 on deck circle here on this third base side. That'll make the count one ball and two strikes. Yeah, and in those first couple of innings, cruising through them, and then more toward this fifth inning, Lucas Pettingill a little bit more efficient as there is some activity out in the 45 pen now. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Pettingill with the runner at first is hit foul back toward us, just narrowly missed going above the netting.
Definitely the safest foul ball there, obviously, but maybe slightly less exciting when it doesn't pop over that net and make its way into the crowd.
Yeah, not nearly as fun. And the one ball I did get that came back here was a little bit more air underneath it. Here's the 1-2. It's popped up back over toward our head, toward the Tiger Field grill, and nearly takes out some fans standing in line. As they look around, bewilderment.
Goodness, this close one.
They think they're getting punked when a ball comes flying in from out of nowhere. And
could have been worse. Could have knocked the cheeseburger out of their hands.
Yeah, one of those high-quality R&Rs. Reaching for it, poked into left field for a clean base hit, and almost getting the force at second base was the left fielder Ayers, and on the bag was Carroll with the full extension, playing a little first base at second base. That was a great job by Timmy Ayers to charge that ball on the one hop. They got a strong throw in and almost made a case for a force out at second base.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure not Brinson, the really catcher coming in relief, number 47, that we don't unfortunately do not have a name for, was a little bit scared there as that ball came in as he was like, oh, I definitely could have slid there, but
yeah,
figured he'd be safe.
Just got word it is McGee. Unsure of
perfect
what the first name is, but you, McGee, you being the initial, here with nobody out and runners on first and second in this top of the fifth inning. And for McGee, had to wait for that ball to fall, obviously, with no outs. Don't want to get doubled off at first base in case it's caught by the left fielder Ayers. And I'm sure what this is about. The home plate umpire chatting it up with the manager of the Novato Knicks, who is emphatically getting some words, and now he's going to talk to the other umpire out there on the field toward the third base, second base side. He's patrolling in between third and second right now. They're going to chat things over. Don't know what exactly it's for. And this is, again, one of those scenarios where we really do wish we had mic'd up umpires to figure some stuff out. Based on the hand motions and reading those nonverbals, looks like it was thinking it was there should have been a balk call and there wasn't. After Pettingill might have come set, then disengaged, came off the rubber, or didn't come off the rubber before turning around and disengaging. So once you start your motion toward home, you can't change direction, obviously, and there might have been either some questions or just double-checking that, hey, Blue, can you watch for this and make sure, you know, X, Y, or Z doesn't happen? Something like that, something to that effect.
Absolutely. And I will say this is probably the best opportunity of the night so far, zero outs away for the Novato Knicks with runners on first and second, especially if Bush can get on here and advance runners again.
And a tying run at first base as this one's fouled back toward the parking lot. Caroms around and somehow doesn't hit a car. Might have landed actually in the back of a pickup truck, which, what a shot. As Wesley Bush, who's K'd and grounded out to third tonight at the plate. Lucas Pettingill just delivered pitch number 70. Here's the 0-2 delivery from the righty out of the stretch with the runners at first and second. Infield playing in front of them. And this is low. Tried him with the off-speed. No luck.
Yeah, I think Pettingill right now wants nothing more than just to get a strikeout here. Obviously a productive out that will keep runners where they are. And just help with the confidence as well. He hasn't gotten a K since the first out of the second inning, so it's been about eight outs or so since.
Now the 1-2 with nobody out. Breaking ball misses low and away. So now two balls and two strikes. This is where you need a unproductive out if you're the Colt 45.
Absolutely.
You want to get at least one out here, maybe more. You'd love more, obviously. If it's a ground ball toward third, where Caballero is, he'll take it to third himself, get the lead runner, and cut down that threat. Here's a 2-2. Breaking ball misses just a bit upstairs near the letters. Just barely laying off of it was Wesley Bush. You could tell he thought about biting.
Absolutely. And you could tell as well, Pettingill just struggling a little bit towards later in these at-bats. I feel like the longer it goes, the more it favors the Novato Knicks offense so far.
And this is also here's a payoff. The line shot toward Caballero, passed into left field for a base hit. Ayers up with the ball, rounding third, stop sign thrown up by the third base coach as the cutoff throw comes into Caballero. And that'll hold the runners as the bases will be loaded after a couple of hard hit baseballs. And Eric Winchester is going to take a very slow stroll out to the mound by the bullpen, some time to get fully up and working and conclude those final warm up tosses as he's going to chat it up with Lucas Pettingill with nobody out here in the fifth, and this likely will be Pettingill's last batter. He's at 72 pitches now, 73 rather, and yeah, see if he'll be chapped here in this top of the fifth inning, and if he finishes the fifth inning, he'll qualify for the win, which you'd love to see Lucas Pettingill get a win, but you need to induce a ground ball here or get a punch out, and then go from there. Anything shallow to the outfield will not score a run, hopefully. But we'll see what exactly will happen here as Tokar, the designated hitter who's grounded out twice tonight, will step up to the plate here for the Novato Knicks as everyone returns. As Winchester with some motions, and the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field now in front of about 225 fans or so. Still milling about and taking in this beautiful night of baseball, 75 degrees here on this Friday night. First pitch swung on and fouled back toward the screen for strike one. No balls and one strike on Tokar, the designated hitter. In there, right down Broadway, for call strike two. Now no balls and two strikes. This is one you'd like to just rear back and get the punch out.
Yeah, especially with the bases loaded here.
The 0-2 misses off the plate.
Pettingill again. Maybe strategy's just trying to get Tokar to reach there. Obviously you don't want to pitch something perfectly down the right down Broadway for him when you're in a favored 0-2 count, but now he's going to look to hit the zone, you'd hope, and get the punch out.
Here's a 1-2. Just off the plate again, trying to get him to chase, and doesn't seem like it's going to work with that off-speed. See if he goes to the breaking ball, but the risk of that is a ball in the dirt and could escape all the way to the backstop, and there will be a play at the plate in the event of that. The tying run in scoring position as well, so the outfield pulled in just a few steps. The 2-2 delivery is reached for, grounded toward the shortstop. Taylor is going to go to second for one. The relay to first by Carroll is not in time. Beating it out is Tokar on the hard 90. And that'll put runners at the corners. A race on the fielder's choice and reaching on the fielder's choice is Tokar as he wins the battle with Pettingill. That'll bring up Troy Rizzo, who has flashed the leather out there at shortstop tonight for the Novato Knicks.
Yeah, McGee will come across the score there as well. So that brings the score to 4-3, and the tying run at third place, just 90 feet from tying this ball game up with one out away. Barring a double play, of course, the Knicks are looking to tie this game up, and they probably should be able to, unless Pettingill can dig in and finish this strong with a couple of strikeouts.
First pitch, swing, and a miss by Rizzo out in front of that breaking ball. He was looking for something just a little bit faster. He was not looking for a breaking ball there, you could tell. Way out in front of it, got that front foot down.
Yet
no
again,
balls and one strike.
The start of these at-bats have not been the problem so far for Pettingill.
The 0-1 chop toward curl at second base. Glove slips short for one. The relay to first is not going to be in time. And coming in to score the tying run of this ball game is Aguilar. And it's all knotted up at four now after what turned into a slightly slow relay. Mark Anthony Carroll had to wait for that secondary hop. The runner from first to second, which was Tokar, had to wait for the ground ball to go by him as Bob Anderson is going to walk out to the mound now and likely collect the baseball from Pettingill. And I take that back. He's going to talk to the field umpire and see if this is an overturnable call. They'll chat things up who can call it off as safe or out. We don't have any instant replay here, but there are some events where it can be somewhat challenged. So they're going to gather all three umpires together. And it was a bang-bang play over there at first on the hard 90 feet from Rizzo. And again, Carroll had to wait for the ball to get past the runner, and the runner, Tokar, had to dodge the baseball, so he had to basically throw on the brakes in the middle of that base path because it was right toward him, and if it hits him, he's out, and it's out of play. But
yeah.
Then Carroll with the flip towards short and a quick relay by Nico Taylor. Glove kicked the bag and threw to first, which, by fan judgment, they thought it was in time, but the fans are always going to be on the home field side, of course.
Right, absolutely, and yeah, as you mentioned, Tokar having to hold there, and they're going to call it out, and that's actually going to bring back a run as well. I don't know what they discussed or if they have booth review.
So I think in this case, as Homer's going to try and get the wave to go around again, it is a overturnable call based on how umpires call it. Not quite sure the politics of the situation, but judging by the fact that there's three umpires, majority rule, and if two or more thought that he was safe, he is in fact safe. So, safe, or out at first, rather, on the flippage and the overturn of the call. And the 445's turn at 4-6-3 side is retired. We're halfway through our ball game tonight. After four and a half complete, it's 4-3 in the Colt 45 lead here on KCNR.
Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The bottom of the fifth, as Lucas Pettingill got out of the jam virtually unscathed in the top half. On the backside of our ball game now, after four and a half complete, the southpaw Newman still on in relief for these Novato Knicks. It's Timmy Ayers, D'Amico Parker, and then Nicholas Caballero to the plate here in the home half of the fifth. Breaking ball on the inside corner, back doors the lefty Timmy Ayers for strike one.
Yeah, and again, this 4-3 ball game here, bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the lineup, can't complain, but scoreless since, and this could be a called strike, I think Ayers was asking for time and no call there, or the umpire.
Yeah, in that case, the umpire has to grant time. You can ask for it all you want, but he has to grant it to step out of the box. And now some jeers from the home plate umpire who could not care less. And part of being an umpire, the 0-2 is fouled off the front foot of Timmy Ayers for the count to hold it. No balls and two strikes.
Yeah, and the Colt 45s yet to score outside of the first inning where their first four batters came across to score in Ayers, Parker, Caballero, and Chiarito, who will all be due up should the inning continue.
Here's the 0-2 delivery from the southpaw. Newman misses low. A nice, cool 75 degrees now here on this back half of the ball game, about an hour and a half in. Now the 1-2 delivery to the left-hand hitting Ayers. There's a off the end of the bat toward the second baseman, Tapia. Glove slips to first in time for the 4-3 putout. That is out number one. That will bring up D'Amico Parker, the first baseman, who singled and grounded out 6-4-3 tonight. The speedy center fielder for the 45s. And I would make the case probably the most exciting player to watch in the last few years.
Yeah, I'd second that. Not much else to say.
As he maybe just barely gets a piece of this one. Just barely off the edge of his bat for strike one. Here with one out. An open stance for Parker. Way up and away for ball two. Snared by the catcher, number 47, who is McGee.
That's a great job by McGee getting up to that one. Obviously no runners on, so it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But
showing off the leather nonetheless.
Impressive, absolutely.
The 1-1 is a line shot beyond the Knicks bullpen out there. Just a little bit late on it was D'Amico Parker. And again, the exit velocity off this bat is insane sometimes. He's got some crazy good bat speed. And also something to note as well, with the higher humidity tonight, here's the 1-2 delivery. It's fouled back to the screen. Count hold at one ball and two strikes. The higher humidity tonight, the ball just moves a little bit different, a little bit slower, a little bit heavier in the air. And that's also part of why our paper's a little bit kind of almost damp, not quite. Not as dry as normal with the 110 degree temperature. Typically the 1-2 pitch from the southpaw bounced it in there, just missed D'Amico Parker.
He skipped off the shoulder of the umpire there, too.
Yeah,
took that one like a man.
Probably wear it. Two balls and two strikes. Wide stance for D'Amico Parker. Slightly open the 2-2 as a ground ball toward the shortstop. Rizzo gloves, flips the first in time, and just smooth as Skippy over there at short for Mr. Rizzo. Left, right, straight up, it doesn't matter. Moves to the ball, quick hands, strong throw, showing off the cannon.
Yeah, I was about to say, he makes it look very effortless. He looked like he just kind of lollipopped that one in there, too. Just a little flick of the wrist like you're shooting a free throw and just fires that one in there.
And again, as a third baseman, where you kind of, you move to the ball quick, you gather, you set your feet, you make a strong throw on a line, it is somewhat aggravating for someone to have arm strength like that where they can just throw it off their back foot and it still be on a line. I used to could. There's your word today.
Used to could. There you
some redneckery. Used to could be able to do that back when I was playing Juco ball a few years ago. Here's a line shot toward the right center gap, cutting away from the right fielder. Poitras, he's going to cut it off on the back end before it goes all the way to the wall. And a wide turn at first. Caballero is going to be looked back to first after Poitras does a great job of getting to that baseball and pushing him back to stay at first base.
Yeah, and a great job for Poitras there in right field to get that one back in, but Caballero on nonetheless in the first hit since Mark Anthony Carroll's first at bat, which came in the top of the second, first batter of the second inning. So first hit in a good while here for the Colt 45s. This one's going to be called outside for ball one.
Okay. Surprising. I thought that was a strike on the outside corner, but I'll take it. Ball one to Braden Chiarito, who's walked and struck out swinging tonight, facing off against the southpaw Newman. Pickoff sent back towards first, diving into the backside of the bag is Caballero, who can now 1-for-2 on the night. He's aboard from first base. Nico Taylor on deck as the left-hand hitting Chiarito, who had his first homer of the year last night, brushed back off the plate and on the elbow for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The Novato Knicks are shaded up the middle just in case they get a ground ball there. Even with the lefty, they'll go the short way to second base, likely. It's anywhere to the left side of the infield, as Bob Anderson's also going to talk to the home plate umpire, along with John Downey, who coaches out at College of the Redwoods, I found out. And the third base coach for the Colt 45s here. Now everyone returns to their spaces and places, including the manager of the Novato Knicks and the catcher. Back behind the plate, that's McGee, the catcher, who will also tie his shoe after making his way back. And John Downey concludes his confabulation with the home plate umpire. Home plate umpire makes his way back behind the dish, behind the catcher, as the left-hand hitting Chirito will dig back into the box, deep in the box with an even stance, yet slightly open, just barely leading from first is Caballero. This one on the inside corner for a called strike one.
Yeah, and a great-looking pitch there from Newman. One of the better ones that haven't been swung on so far this game. I feel like a lot of the really nice-looking pitches have been swung on and actually made great contact on both sides of the ball.
Now the 2-1, this is low and away for ball three. And that deceptive delivery from the southpaw Newman, just the funky delivery from the third base side. The outfield pulled in just a couple of steps. Gibbs in center, specifically speaking. Caballero being held on by Bush at first base. Caballero goes. Here's a ground ball toward the right field side. Gloved by Tapia, the second baseman gliding to his left. Flips to first in time for the 4-3 putout. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s get a hit, but they strand Caballero aboard here in the fifth. After five complete, it's 4-3. The Colt 45s lead it.
Tonight's Riding Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Marte and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Van Halen to welcome us back as the southpaw Tyler Shepard on in relief here, the Simpson University Red Hawk, and the returner for the Colt 45s, the southpaw on in relief of Mr. Lucas Pettingill, will be Poitras, Fitzgerald, and Tapia, due up 7-8-9 for the Knicks, facing off against the southpaw Tyler Shepard, a junior lefty, 6'205", out of Chico, California, and of course hometown university here in Reading, Simpson University, to take you the rest of the way through this sixth inning. Here's Spencer Slam.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, Tyler Shepard of Simpson University getting his first bit of burn in this series. Sixth inning, look to see if he can go the distance or at least go at least a couple innings and see if they can bring in a closer to get this job done. 4-3 ball game, Colt 45's lead. They have led the entire way, all four of their runs coming in the bottom of the first inning. Their first four batters, actually his first pitch from Shepard looks nice as it's swung and missed by Poitras for strike number one.
Yeah, and for Pettingill, five innings, five hits, three runs, one earned, four walks, and three Ks on 80 pitches. So a solid outing from Mr. Pettingill and earns him the chance to qualify. He qualifies for the win as this one's waved at and missed for strike two to Poitras, who's doubled and popped out to first base tonight on that 2-1 pitch back in the fourth. It's the southpaw Shepard peers in, comes set. Rocks and deals the 0-2, swung on and missed. good morning, good afternoon, and good night. That is out number one here in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, and that'll be the first strikeout we've seen since the third inning as well. First strikeout since the top of the third inning, so good one for Jacob to call there. Maybe brought the mojo back.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see what happens with that K-meter on the night. That's the fourth Novato Nick to strike out tonight, so a little bit below the Mendoza line for the opposing team of the Colt 45s. Typically, they're in the double digits by now. It's swinging out of his socks there is Fitzgerald for strike number one. Took a stumble in the process, and it looked like he was on time with that fastball, but just chased it up high and almost lost his bat, tried to hold on to it, and ended up losing his footing instead.
That's what we've seen a lot from Tyler Shepard coming in middle of these games, at least as this one's popped into shallow center field. Mark Anthony Carroll's going to be able to make the squeeze for out number two. Yeah, yeah. We've seen a lot with Tyler Shepard coming in around the fifth or sixth inning, roughly, and just throwing straight heat, high octane, as Jacob would say.
Premium unleaded.
There you go.
Yeah, 100%. And Mark Anthony Carroll, again, just ranging back behind, reached up over the head, snared it in shallow right center field, just a few steps onto the outfield grass. Great job by Mark Anthony Carroll. He's been busy flashing the leather over there tonight, rivaling Rizzo on the other side.
As Tapia takes case for our Shasta
Redding.
Here in a 4-3 ball game, the top of the sixth on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We're online at KCNRradio.com. Chasing this one low and in for strike one is the right-hand hitting Tapia.
Two outs away here for the Redding Colt 45s, 4-3 ball game in the top of the sixth. As mentioned, they have led the entire way, 1-1 count. Tapia in the bottom lineup. Called ball.
Just off the plate, right there at the knee, but about a hair and a half off that outside edge.
2-1 count here for Shepard. He doesn't seem very interested in pitching to contact or anything. He's looking to get the punch out here, retire the side. As misses this one just high as well, and will bring the count to 3-1. He's at threat of walking his first batter of the night.
Yeah, and all credit to Shepard working from that first base side. Just peering in, rearing back, and throwing heat, but just trying to dot it up on those corners. Didn't get the call from the home plate umpire.
Yeah, definitely just trying to hit the spot. Here's a 3-1, fouled back, and we'll do it again. It'll fill up the count. Fouled back towards that Novato Nick side.
Now you have to assume with the new baseball, as Shepard rubs it up, he'll rear back and throw a heater, try and get the swing and a miss from Tapia, the second baseman who's grounded out and walked tonight.
Yeah, and I don't want to say nothing to lose, but with no runners on, not too much threat with it being two outs away as well. Here's the full count, swung on hard, takes a big hop off the infield grass, and that is going to be about the unluckiest single you've seen if you're the Colt 45s there. But regardless, Tapia gets on for his first time tonight.
Yeah, just an absolute mammoth of a pop-up off the infield lip there on the grass, just on that secondary hop off the line shot ground ball, just an absolute worm killer, just grounded in to the infield grass, popped up and over the leaping Nico Taylor at shortstop and into left field for a base hit where Ayers played it back rather quickly.
Yeah, and unlucky there from Taylor. He left the ground at a good timing and everything. It just hops over the head. He throws his glove up there, but still multiple feet short. Nothing anyone can do here on the infield.
Maybe bring a ladder out there. That's about
there
all you can
go.
Do. But
so it'll be the top lineup in Gibbs here. Left-handed batters. This one's down in the dirt. Kept in front of it.
Yeah, and Brown pouncing on it. Looked the runner back to first in the process of finding the baseball. It was great backstop skills right there from Mr. Rowan Brown.
Runner on first here in the 1-0 count. Pitch here from Shepard into left field, giving chase, and making the grab is Timmy Ayers, and that will retire the side. So stranding one off the single is the Novato Knicks, and that will be the end of the top of the sixth. Your Colt 45s lead by a score of 4-3, and they head to do more work on the offense.
As we end at the bottom of the sixth, 4-3. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. They take time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. And after all this rain, stop by today.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. As we enter the bottom of the sixth inning, due up in this 4-3 ball game, led by the Colt 45s, is Nico Taylor, followed by Rowan Brown and Patrick Bowen, the designated hitter, batting towards the heart of the lineup, or batting through the heart of the lineup, and then towards the back end, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Nico Taylor on the night has been hit by a pitch in the first and struck out, swinging in the third, looking to reach via the wooden bat for the first time tonight here.
He'll be facing off against the southpaw Newman in his second full inning of work.
And nothing going for this Colt 45's offense since the first inning. As mentioned, just two hits since the first inning, three hits entirely on the game. But they have brought four rounds of score, and they have led the entirety of the game as well, as three runs have been brought back around by the Knicks. This one swung on hard, high into deep left field, giving chase. It's going to sit in the air for too long. It's going to be a fly out. First pitch swinging there from Nico Taylor. And that is how the bottom of the sixth will begin. One out away in this 4-3 ball game. Great job by Aguilar getting under that one. That was swung on hard, but just got a little bit too under it. Goes probably about 280 feet or so, but not threatening towards the warning track, but definitely good contact, just a little too much pop on it.
Yeah, just that right field side in left field of that foul line angling toward it was Aguilar, and on the run, able to chase it down, but just a little bit under it was Nico Taylor, and almost put one out of the yard toward that 320 mark, and yeah, like you said, probably about 280, 290, somewhere in that bracket.
It's strike one for Rowan Brown, as this one's going to miss and even up the count. As Newman still digging in off the mound for his first bit of work, second full inning. Real opportunity here as this one's fouled back over towards the little park, the little recreational area behind us.
Yeah, under the bocce ball courts back behind us.
Bocce ball courts, there you go. That's what it is.
And that whole area where, the kids play area back behind us where they're allowed to run around, not allowed to run around inside of all the seating here with the diverse amount of people that we have here. Don't want them knocking down anybody.
Great play by Newman. It swung. It looked like it may have been fouled off the plate, but umpire says it is in play. Rowan Brown hits one. It takes a big hop towards Newman. He makes the grab and flips it over to first baseman in Bush, and that is out number two. 1-3 put out.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic 1-3 put out by Newman, landing on the third base side of the hill. Had to reach all the way with that. Again, 6'5", 6'6" frame, likely, based on just purely the eye exam. Reaching for it, snared it, and then a couple of steps and an underhand flip to the first baseman in time as this one's fouled up and back toward us on this third base side over the netting.
And Patrick Bowen Jr. here on the night, designated hitter, but will also play a variety of spots. Seen him at first base, if I'm not mistaken. As check swing, not going to matter. Strike number two for the count to 0-2 there. Called strike by the umpire. Newman looking for an opportunity to get his first K of the night here in the second full inning of work. Two outs away in this 4-3 ball game that the Colt 45s lead. No one on. Swung on a hard little broken bat and is going to be overthrown by the third baseman, and going two now is going to be Patrick Bowen. He will get second for free as it caroms into the dugout of the Novato Knicks. And sorry for the pause there, trying to figure out what happened. Loud crack of the bat, a little bit of a broken bat there down the third base line, but regardless, will be a single turn double off the E6, or E5, rather, for the Novato Knicks.
Yeah, single E5, rather. And that's one where, if you're the third baseman charging for it, decide to glove it, and that kind of end up being a mistake. I'm going to make that off-balance throw. That's one where you just charge it and hold on to it. You don't want to make an errant throw and give an extra 90 feet, especially in a tight ball game like this. It's a one-run endeavor. And now all of a sudden, the extra run of insurance over there at second base.
Yeah, which is much needed here for this Colt 45 team, as mentioned. On the scoreboard out there in deep left center field, you see four and then followed by all zeros. So haven't scored since the first inning. And this might be the first runner they've had in scoring position since the first inning, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, according to my scorecard, that would be correct.
As we get a called strike here on Bodie Joyner, who's due up. Mark Anthony Carroll on deck, someone you'd love to see get an opportunity to swing the bat with runners in scoring position here. But a two-out rally is necessary for that to happen. But they got one in scoring position now. So it's on the hard part. They've gotten started. Now they got to bring him around. Here's the 0-1, swung on hard by Joyner, called strike off the miss, and it's going to be an 0-2 count now. And again, a chance for Newman to retire the side. Two outs away, 0-2 count in a 4-3 ball game. The Colt 45's lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Southpaw kicks and deals, swung on and missed, and that will retire the side. Bowen left stranded over there in second base. And the Colt 45's threatened, but they do not score as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Your Colt 45's hold on to a close lead here. Scores 4-3 through six.
Yeah, one error, one hit, one stranded. As it is 4-3 through six here from Tagger Field. Six complete as we head to the seventh. Tonight's game sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Again, corner of Market and Eureka Way. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Here in this seventh inning, it's the pitcher, McGee, to the plate. He walked his last time up and came around to score after he took over for Brinson back in the fourth inning. Takes a called strike one from the lefty, Tyler Shepard, in his second full inning of relief for Lucas Pettingill.
And again, solid performance, solid outing by both sides on the defensive side of things. You take away the first inning for the Knicks defense, you take away the second inning for this Colts defense, and this game is 1-0, if I'm not mistaken, which is pretty incredible through six and a half innings, or through six full innings, I mean.
Yeah, and you better knock on wood after that comment, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
As Shepard comes set from the third base side.
Well, what if I like offense?
Deep breath, rocks and deals, and it's a line shot toward left. Ayers going on. He's going to have to play it on the hop. Takes a stumble, grabs it with a bare hand, knocks it down, picks it up, and he will toss it in to Taylor, the cutoff man, to hold the runner at first base. And as much as you like offense, Spencer, I mean, What's wrong with a riveting pitcher's duel?
Absolutely. No, you're right. You're right. It was 14-13 last night. Maybe that's the one I should have gone to. But it's okay.
I mean, you are a soccer player, so the defensive prowess of the game with less offense probably is a little bit more enthralling.
Right. I don't know. But it depends. We've seen plenty of scoring in the past 2 years calling Colt 45's games with each other. And as long as the game's close, I'm having a great time. And if the Colt 45's come out on top, that's even better. Cherry on top, for sure.
Well, especially this year with four walk-offs, they've had a flair for the dramatics. So makes you want to not miss any games as this one on the outer half, right at the knees, a called strike one to the left-hand hitting Elijah Aguilar, who's 1-for-3 tonight with a walk.
Yeah, and Ayers over there in left field does a great job. It's just a quick pickoff attempt to keep him humble. McGee called safe, of course. But Ayers does a great job. Slips, couldn't quite get to that ball, which was hit on a line. But he's able to throw his throwing hand up there and bat the ball down. Otherwise, he probably would have rolled all the way back to the wall. And that's at least a double there coming around for McGee. Said holds him for a single.
And now all the way toward the backstop on the wild pitch and taking second base is the courtesy runner, number 42, whom we, again, don't have a name for. But he'll take second base on the wild pitch. That's a 1-1 count on the lefty with nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning of a 4-3 ball game. Shepard peering in, kicks and deals the 1-1 out of the stretch. Here's a ground ball toward Carroll at second. Gathers, he'll go to first for the 4-3, and moving up to third is the courtesy runner for the McGee single.
Yeah, I think both sides okay with that play that just happened there. Obviously, for the Colt 45s to get an out, it's needed with zero outs and a runner in scoring position. You just want to get an out. But obviously advancing is McGee's courtesy runner, so Aguilar there cannot complain much. You got a runner 90 feet away from tying this ball game up if you're the Knicks.
But now Wesley Bush to the plate, the right-hand hitting cleanup batter, who is 1-for-3 rather tonight with that single, as the Colt 45s will draw the infield in. Anything hits the infield, they'll gather, look the runner back at third, or throw to first and get the out, and throw to first and get the out, or they'll gun down the runner at home, rather. Even stance for Wesley Bush. Here's the pitch from Shepard in there to even the count up at 1-1-1.
Yeah, great pitch on the inside zone there from Shepard to even up the count there. So just staying alive in the count. As much as he could stay ahead, the better. Being a strikeout here would be amazing.
Here's the 1-1 delivery from Shepard out of the stretch with the runner on third. Foul tipped and held on by the backstop, Rowan Brown, for strike two. 1-2, and you need a punch out here. You don't really want anything on the ground or in the air necessarily. Here's the 1-2 delivery with the runner from third. And in there, bottom of the zone, running him up, strike three called, and a backward K on the scorecard for Tyler Shepard. That's his second strikeout of the night here, and an inning in the third of work for the southpaw. That will bring up Tokar for the Novato Knicks, right-hand batter who's grounded out twice and reached on the fielder's choice.
Yeah, and a great-looking pitch there from Shepard, exactly what we needed there if you're a Colt 45 supporter. Getting the punch out, keeping that runner on third. So back-to-back unproductive outs.
Swung on and missed for strike one.
Relatively unproductive outs, obviously. Advancing 90 feet, but that was pretty inevitable with zero outs away and a runner on second. Now he's got a chance to retire the side here and sparing the Knicks 90 feet away from tying this ball game up.
Ground ball toward Caballero with their diving forward. He can't get it. It's into left field for a base hit. Trotting in to score is the courtesy runner for McGee. And into second base as a throw. Goes all the way into right field. Chirito with a throw to third. And the tag of one is not going to be in time. And on a couple of throwing errors into third base goes Tokar. And some dismay from the fans all around. But whether you're a fan of the 45s or the Knicks, he was safe at third.
Yeah, most definitely. I couldn't agree more. I don't know where they...
With no slide as well, keeping both feet on the bag. That was a great job of base running by Tokar. And you got to give him his flowers, whether or not you agree with the call. So now there's a runner at third with two outs.
There you go. That'll tie the ball game up again, something we saw last night as pitch misses high. And now the leading run in just one swing of the bat The leading run is just 90 feet away.
Yeah, it's a brand new ball game here in the top half of the seventh, all knotted up at four.
Absolutely.
And you could not ask for a better ball game. Here's the 1-0 from Shepard right there, just a bit below the knee, over below for ball two.
And the umpire not helping his case there from as far as winning over this crowd. I don't think maybe too far gone for that.
Yeah, so a single E7 on that as well, as this one misses low again for ball three, adding insult to injury. So a single E7. Here's the 3-0 delivery from Shepard. Right down Broadway for called strike one. Rizzo almost pulled the trigger on it. Rizzo has singled, popped out to third, and hit into that 4-6-3 double play. That was the double play that was then challenged and overturned after the original save call. Here's the 3-1. It's right there at the knees. Call strike two. Rizzo was headed toward first base with a walk. And he had to get called back as he makes his way back toward home plate. He'll dig back in from that left side. Even stance for the lefty. Runner at third here in this knotted up ball game with two outs. But the delivery from Shepard is in there towards center. Just a little flare. Parker will track it down, playable for him. And he will squeeze it for out number three. The side is retired, but the Novato Knicks on a couple hits get one. We're all knotted up at four. And they leave one stranded. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field as we head to the bottom of the seventh here in a knotted up ball game at four runs apiece.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide with foam. God bless America.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Mark
Mark Anthony Carroll digging in to face off against the southpaw Newman. Watch as the first pitch miss wide for ball one. Newman in his third full inning of work here in the bottom half of the seventh. We're all knotted up at four apiece as the right-hand hitter digs in. Here's a 1-0. There's a line shot just foul by about a foot and a half, and the first baseman was there to gather it nearly. That's Bush over there, Wesley Bush. But it was beyond his reach in foul territory anyway. Had all the fair territory covered by a long shot, though.
Yeah, it was good cover down that first base line. It's a wild, wild pitch. Obviously no one on. Quite a few feet over the catcher's head. That one must have just slipped out of the hand on the release. Got away from him. Really counts 2-1. Yeah, 4-4 in this ballgame. The first tie we've seen since it kicked off in the first inning. Has swung it hard by Mark Anthony Carroll into center field. And a great effort. And he may have dropped it. It looks like he did drop it. It's going to be a single there for Mark Anthony Carroll off a stretch play by the center fielder. But it is dropped there. It's going to be Gibbs in deep center.
Yeah, David Gibbs ranging over toward the gap, chased it down, and somehow lost it. Not quite sure exactly, but one way or another, found the leather and then just popped out of the glove somehow. Carroll is aboard on the E8. And now the Colt 45s have a little something going for them with the top of the order now up to the plate and Timmy Ayers.
Right, and that's exactly what you're looking for if you're the Colt 45s. Again, it's been silenced. Their bats have been silenced since this first inning. Five innings scoreless. Maybe that's what they need to change it. And yeah, it looked like out there in center field, Gibbs, I just saw him backtrack himself. That's the only reason I could tell he didn't catch that ball. It looked like it went right into the glove, so I'm confused as to what have happened there, obviously. Maybe just overran it slightly.
Showing bunt here was Ayers. Shows bunt again. Watches this one miss for ball two. So two balls and no strikes on the left-hand hitting first baseman, Timmy Ayers.
Yeah, and if you're Newman here for the Knicks, or anyone on the Knicks, it's just no free bases for anyone. No errors made and no walks or hit batters. You just cannot allow these bases to fill up.
The 2-0 misses in the dirt for ball three as the third baseman, Fitzgerald, camping in on that infield grass. He's pitching a tent out there at the hot corner, and also shaded up the middle is the second baseman, Tapia, and the shortstop, Rizzo, the first baseman, Bush, holding on the runner at first. That is Mark Anthony Carroll, who's a threat on the base pass. There's the 3-0. Misses wide, and a four-pitch walk issued. And now with a free pass in effect, puts runners at first and second, and this is where the Colt 45s can really turn the tide.
Right.
Take advantage of those free passes as Bob Anderson's going to call an offensive timeout. And we're going to get a pitching change in the process. It will be a righty on in relief to face off against D'Amico Parker, who is 1-for-3 tonight. As we are here in the bottom half of the seventh of a knotted up ball game at four apiece with the go-ahead run in score position. It will be the righty to face off against D'Amico Parker, the Colt 45's center fielder, with nobody out and two runners aboard here in this 4-4 ball game.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
It's Joseph Fatiga on in relief here in this bottom of the seventh inning for the Novato Knicks. As Fatiga last night played shortstop
for these Novato Knicks. He went 2 for 3 in that endeavor, scored a run, 2 RBIs, and walked twice in his efforts last night, batting ninth. Now he'll get some burn as a relief pitcher. He takes on 2 inherited runners, runners at first and second here, and both those runners are the responsibility of Mr. Newman, who pitched before him. Newman going 2 1/3 plus as DJ Parker to the plate. He's grounded out, hit into a 6-4-3 and single tonight. He's showing bunt off the rip, and watch this one miss wide for ball one. Right-hand hitter, right-hand pitcher in Joseph Bitiga.
Yeah, and if you're the Knicks, obviously, as mentioned, runner in scoring position based off an error and a runner on first off of a 4-pitch walk. You've worked so hard to get back into this game, so it's just really unfortunate to see that. You just tied the game up, and now the Colt 45's ball two is seen there. They're looking to load the bases here, possibly bring a runner on to score. Right after you just worked that way, fought 6 innings to bring this score back level just off 1 inning of damage as well, coming in the bottom of the first.
And for Newman, 45 pitches, 29 of those strikes. Parker around to bunt. Watches this one miss upstairs for ball three, and it's the second consecutive at-bat for the 45s that has gone 3-0. And again, that go-ahead run in scoring position at second base in Mark Anthony Carroll, who has some speed on the base paths. The 3-0. And a balk is called. That will move both runners up. The pitch doesn't count, even though it was taken for a called strike one. Caballero on deck should the line continue to move here with nobody out in the home half of the seventh. And now the catcher out to the mound. Going to talk things over with his pitcher, Joseph Bitiga. Make sure not only on the same page, but just settle him down, settle him back in here. A 3-0 count, nobody out. You need to rally back here and get DJ Parker out if you're the Novato Knicks. And they're not going to have the infield play in with the runners at second and third and nobody out. Infield shifts to normal depth. Outfield straight up as well. The 3-0 misses wide as Parker will take first base on the walk. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out. Ducks on the pond and the Colt 45s looking to get some more meat on the table as we're all knotted up at 4. Essentially a scoreless ball game at this point.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it as well. And a scoreless ball game or a game starting with about 3 innings left or 2.5 innings left.
I was going to say it's basically a 3-inning ball game now is how you have to look at it. The first pitch to the righty Caballero right down Broadway for a called strike. One, Caballero has reached on an error, popped out in single tonight for these Colt 45s. Last night, Caballero was 2 for 5 with 4 RBIs, a walk, and a strikeout against these Novato Knicks. Here's the 0-1 from the righty as pops foul back toward the parking lot on the first base side. Makes the count, no balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, and this is the one chance Joseph Bitiga and this Novato Knicks defense have. It's got to be off the strikeout or a ground out to turn two, but that will still most likely bring a run across. It's going to be tough to get out of this one unscratched, for sure.
The 0-2 is chopped foul. Just barely got a piece of it. Chased a breaking ball down in the dirt, and he's lucky he got a piece of that one. Just off that very bottom of the barrel, reaching forward on his front foot as a front door breaking ball. Now he'll dig back in. Joseph Bitiga, the righty reliever with the new baseball. Caballero, even stance. Front foot, even with that front part of home plate. Bases loaded, nobody out. The 0-2 delivery with the corners playing in. Misses wide. 1 ball and 2 strikes off the plate.
Yeah, the calm take there from Caballero. Never really had a chance of hitting the zone. Just about a half step into his approach and just decided not to even try to swing at that one. Good call there by him.
Now coming set from that first base side is Bitiga. Runners take their leads from first, second, and third. The 1-2 is chopped toward the 5-6 and 1 through the left side for a base hit. Trotting in the score is Mark Anthony Carroll. Rounding third, a little bit late, throw on a hop, tagged out at the plate before even into a slide. Parker moves to third, but out at home is Timmy Ayers on the outfield assist, and that is out number one, but runners at the corners after the RBI single from Caballero.
Yeah, and it looked like I saw the third base coach for the Colt 45 still waving him on, and I was
slightly
surprised there.
Market Street, corner of
bring the score to 5-4. The Colt 45s do lead by one, and due up is going to be Braden Chiarito,
of
right field left-handed batter.
At the corner of Market Street.
Chiarito here with a chance to really throw an exclamation point here on this inning. The Colt 45s retake the lead. It's 5-4. They're up by one, threatening to score more. With runners at first and second, Parker Rendell pulled up at second base. With Timmy Ayers right in front of him, who was thrown out on the outfield assist.
Yeah, now a double play would be huge for this Knicks defense, getting out of here with bases loaded and zero outs and just turning, allowing one to come across and then getting three outs off two batters' face. That wouldn't be bad at all based off how it started.
So 1-1, bounced in there, caroms all the way back toward the screen, and both runners will take an extra 90 feet. And now the double play no longer
out. Essentially, there goes that. I apologize to
the announcer
Knicks listening. That's on me. I should know better. You keep me in check so often about it, too, and I still decide to run my mouth.
It happens. And
it is my job, I guess. I'm
notoriously basketball and football. I have the same issue. So here's the 2-1 delivery with one out. Misses way upstairs, corralled by McGee back behind the dish. Two balls and one strike. Rising up out of the crouch was Mr. McGee. Now runners at second and third, so a couple runs of insurance in scoring position. And in on the hands, fouled back toward the Novato Knick dugout. And the manager of the Novato Knick standing in front of that entrance to the dugout on the first base side didn't even flinch.
Unfazed.
And it was about a foot away from him on a line shot back toward the netting there on that first base side. Now the payoff with one out. Here's the 3-2 by the Whitey Joseph. Hey, guys, it's a line shot toward right field. Giving chase is Poitras looking up, and it is home. That's a three-run shot for Chiarito, and he throws an exclamation point here in the bottom half of the seventh, and over the wall it goes. As the Reading Colt 45s now lead by a score of 8-4 here.
Quick and clean.
4-4 ball game. It's now an 8-4 ball game.
And just like that, as mentioned, 4-0, 4 in the first, and now 4 in the seventh. Reddits are tying it up. They just play good when it's all level, I guess. The bat's getting hot there.
Wow.
Nick of time. Pun intended.
Pun intended. That was phenomenal stuff right there as Braden Chiarito hits it onto the street as the freshman gets the job done and the Novato Knicks completely stifled here in the home half of the seventh by the Colt 45's offense. They had all of the momentum when they came into it, and now they'll go to the bullpen after the three-run shot given up along with the lead, and unfortunately two of those four runs in the frame were in fact charged to the previous pitcher, Newman, who was in line to get the win or at least get a no decision in this ballgame. But it'll be a new reliever on in relief. When we return after this, it will be Nico Taylor facing off against the Southpaw Novato Knick, number 45, in just a few moments.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Well, Braden Chiarito hits one over the wall. It's now an 8-4 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh, and it's a southpaw on in relief here for the Novato Knicks as he's going to conclude his warm-up tosses. We'll get back underway. It'll be Nico Taylor to the plate. He's been hit by a pitch. Cade and flown out to left here tonight. He will be the sixth Colt 45 to bat here in the home half of the seventh in a ball game that they now lead by a score of 8-4 after the 3-run blow by Braden Chiarito. Hit it over the right field wall just to the left of that 310 mark. Probably hit it about 350. It was up and over the wall by about 10 to 15 feet and a line shot into the night and onto the street for the freshman. The Fresno native and Fresno City College transfer. Now it's the right hand hitting Nico Taylor to the plate. I take that back. We're actually going to get a pinch hitter in Preston Conklin to the plate. Swung on and missed for strike one as Conklin will come into the game here for the 45s. No balls and one strike. Now the lefty out of the windup with nobody on from the third base side. Rocks and deals right down the middle. Called strike two, and the catcher, McGee, drops it in the process.
Yeah, it looks like he took that one off the hand, kind of missed the spot for the glove, and umpire's just going to walk one out to the pitcher.
Yeah, by the catcher, McGee, sometime, and the throwing hand of the other catcher tonight, Brinson, Justice Brinson, also left early back in the fourth inning, which is why McGee's in the ballgame in the first place. He left the ballgame because his throwing hand got hit, and now this catcher, McGee, got crossed up a little bit and hit that palm part of the hand just kind of on the lower wrist, or upper wrist, rather. The 0-2 misses low and in toward the back foot of the right-hand hitting Preston Conklin, who will likely go in the game at shortstop for Nico Taylor.
Yeah, and a great way, that three-run shot, obviously mentioned multiple times, but a great way to open this game up, doubling the score real quick and getting that lead they had in the first inning as this one's fouled back off the netting.
And it took the Novato Knicks 7 innings to score 4 runs, so you have to assume the Colt 45s are looking at this ball game as if it is already over. Of course, you have 2 more innings of baseball. You still need to shut down their offense, but only 6 outs to work with, and it took them 21 outs. Had to do some quick math right there. As this one misses upstairs, 2 balls and 2 strikes here in this 8-4 ball game with 1 out. In the home half of the seventh, it took them 21 outs to score 4 runs. So for the Colt 45s, you're really heading it back into the dugout and then back out onto the field in the eighth inning, thinking that you got this one on lockdown. Here's the 2-2 delivery from the southpaw. Breaking ball. This is up and in. We'll fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes as we await the payoff with 1 out here in the home half of the seventh. Here's the pitch from the southpaw. Again, working from that third base side of the rubber. Outfield playing straight up. Center fielder Gibbs playing a tad shallow. Here's the payoff. Breaking ball, check swing, but drops in the zone for a called strike 3. And down on strikes goes Preston Conklin for out number 2. Now Rowan Brown to the plate. Left-hand batter.
Yeah, and Rowan Brown on the night, a sacrifice fly in the first inning, and then a back-to-back groundouts, one coming in the fourth and one coming in the sixth, looking to get on for the first time today here, the left-handed batter.
Yeah, one of only a handful waved at for strike one, fooled him on the breaking ball, backdoored him with the left-on-left matchup here. Breaking ball coming all the way around. So we get some more Van Halen off in the background here. Here's the 0-1 from the Southpaw. Misses up and in. Even the count of it, one ball and one strike. With two gone, infield shifted to pull. Here's the 1-1 delivery in this left-on-left matchup. Swing and a miss, and that's going to plunk the umpire, and he goes all the way down, and that one's going to leave a mark, and instantly a break in the action. That hit where there's no padding is he's down on the ground, and hopefully he's all right. We're going to get a huge break in the action here. 8-4 ball game and a 1-2 count. We're going to cut to break just to allow the home plate umpire to take a deep breath, regather himself, and everyone's going to check on him, make sure he's all right. So breaking the action here, we're going to cut to a long break here on KCNR Shasta Reading. And stay with us here as we have more baseball left to bring you.
Drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Fall classes start August 17th. Visit shastacollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta
Helicopter
College.
Airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, Father's Day, Benton Airfield. Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day. Aviation Day, Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Some applause from the fans here as the home plate umpire regathers himself, gets back up, and he's going to go for a little stroll, a little saunter into the night, walk this one off, and hopefully he'll be all right. He had a number of players and coaches checking in on him after he went down after that ball. He just wore it straight through and, yeah, crumbled to the ground. He's all right now. He's going to just walk around, walk it off, and
Still a 1-2 count with two outs. That's not something you see every day as a home plate umpire getting hit where there's no protective gear. And wasn't even, I don't think it was swung on and tipped or anything. I think it was just a throw straight through.
Clean through.
I can't even remember now after all that's just happened in the last, like, 4 minutes.
Yeah, he went down pretty quick, so you can only assume, imagine, hit him in the midsection area or a little bit below the belt in those areas where there's not much you can do besides sit there in pain and agony and just wait for it to let nature run its course.
Yeah, and now they're... And the Novato Knicks clear off the field. Not sure what just got announced. And I think so. I think he might have waved at it and missed. But in the theatrics of the umpire crumbling to the ground instantaneously in the complete surprise of all fans, not sure exactly if it was a punch out called. And I believe it was. So, in the heat of the moment and all that, that concludes the seventh inning in the most...
That's Colt 45's way possible.
The most, yeah, Colt 45 theatrical way possible. On the 1-2 count was, in fact, rung up. So what that was is he went around on it, but it was a check swing, obviously. So he went around, called around on the check swing, but due to the drop third strike, dead ball off the umpire.
Right.
So it is just a punch out, strike three, and the side is retired, and the Colt 45's... Finally, end is it, and the Novato Knicks get out of the jam 8-4 after 7 complete here at Tiger Field. We have another long break coming to you because they're going to swap around umpires and get one of the field umpires to strap on that home plate protective gear as we conclude things here in the 7th. It will be Spencer with the play-by-play in the top half of the 8th inning. When we return after this in an 8-4 ball game after the Chiarito 3-run homer in the home half of the 7th. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit kcnrradio.com to get started today.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Well, folks, false alarm. It's still the bottom half of the seventh. Both teams cleared the field, acted like they were going to change sides, but the scoreboard remains the same. One ball, two strikes, two outs, nobody on, and it's a 1-2 count on Rowan Brown, the lefty. The Novato Knicks are over on the first base side, doing a little infield and outfield drills, keeping their arms loose, just throwing the ball around. The Colt 45s swinging some bats around and some confabulations between fans and coaches here on this near side. Just, again, the break in the action. Even the bullpen with some action out there in left field. And what could be a return by both sides and could end in one pitch. Ironic, just funny enough, just how the cards may fall. Hopefully they don't. Correct. The offense continues to roll, but what's happening now is the home plate umpire swapping off that gear with another field umpire, so we'll be a shorthanded one umpire, of course, with the home plate umpire going down. And it will be the third base umpire that will step in behind home plate. So it'll be a two umpire crew from now on here in the home half of the seventh, in which the Colt 45s put four on the board. And if you thought the ball game was rolling a little too quick, well, good news for you. We have about at least a few more minutes of baseball left. We have some time to fill here. And what is definitely a first, if I am not mistaken, here in what's basically turned into a timeout on both sides as they just continue to toss that ball around.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever experienced anything like this, obviously, in any game I've called where an official I guess I was watching the U.S. men's game this morning, obviously, and got to see the ref went down with a cramp, but he was able to finish the game, which, again, something you don't see every day, but for an umpire behind the dish having to switch, take all his gear off and get helped off, obviously not a great look. At least he was able to leave on his own 2 feet. But
yeah, and I do think there was still a check swing in the process. He just definitely didn't go around, which I didn't think he did either. I just thought that was the call on the field based on how both teams walked off. But and Chad Johnson, our PA announcer, with the Beer and Wine Garden literally down to its last strike here in the bottom of the seventh. It's technically still open with that 1-2 count there on the scoreboard and two outs as activity continues back behind the dugout of the Colt 45s and also in the bullpen, as we're just now at this point waiting for the home plate umpire to jog out after the gear, after the gear exchange. And yeah, the Novato Knicks just throwing the ball around, tossing it around on that first base side, just staying loose as we have plenty of baseball left to bring you here in the bottom half of the seventh. And yeah, this is definitely a first, and I've had to fill time in barn burners where it's, you know, 15-4 or whatever in the sixth inning. You have to fill time and keep it entertaining, but we have a very entertaining game happening right now with this ball game 8-4 in the bottom of the seventh. Also another entertaining game as the ace game going on right now. Just all knotted up at 11. It was knotted up at 11. The A's game, the A's came back from a 11-5 deficit, and on a handful of homers, they're all knotted up at 11 in the 10th inning. And it is headed to the home half of the 10th, so hopefully, as an avid A's fan myself, they can score one and walk off the Halos, who are in town, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Yeah, as they're headed to the home half of the 10th, and the A's in that contest, 7th, 8th, and 9th, put a pair of runs on the board in each inning. They're looking to get back to 500, and now new home umpire will jog out with some applause from the fans as we will get back underway and get ready to play some more baseball here. It's a 1-2 count, and he will, the home plate umpire, without a doubt, will take some warm-up pitches with the catcher behind home plate just to make sure, and the home plate umpire will also get the score sheet and everything sorted out, make sure all of the substitutions are in place. And I mean, we've talked about it last weekend, but also this weekend, yeah, the very difficult job that home plate umpires have, but also umpires in general, as the Novato Knicks will retake the field, which I don't think I've ever seen this, a team taking the field twice in the same inning, jogging out there.
Yeah, probably not. Again, another one we probably haven't seen before. Besides, last weekend, we had one called back. Maybe it was the other way around. But last weekend we had one where we thought the inning was over and they had to come back out and finish it off. And it was a home run that actually ended up winning the game in a decider last weekend against the West Coast Kings, if I remember correctly. A miscount by the umpire. They thought that was the third strike, but it turned out not to be. It was only the second strike. So West Coast Kings get the opportunity to come back out, play some offense, and they hit a home run that ended up being the difference maker.
Yeah, and that was, I mean, another just thriller of a ball game.
Yeah, so something we've never seen before in our lives as avid baseball fans, especially you. We see twice in back-to-back weekends.
Yeah, and it just doesn't
sounds
happen
right
at this level, typically. Especially any sort of college level, as it will be Rowan Brown to the plate, who rocking that torpedo bat as well. Left-hand batter, as everyone will return to their spaces and places, as three more pitches left for the unnamed player number 45 for the Novato Knicks. No roster for the Novato Knicks, as we got a delay here in the bottom half of the seventh. And, I mean, yeah, just not something you see every day. And it seems to be the story of the Colt 45s these last few seasons. When there's a ball game that's a very quick pacing, something like this tends to happen, which in
KCNR,
some cases is just
Shasta
baseball.
Redding.
Here on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. The warm-up toss is concluded, and the home plate umpire will make his way behind the dish. We'll get back underway. Rowan Brown to the plate with a 1-2 count. There's two gone here in an 8-4 bottom of the seventh. Four runs already to the plate for the 45s. And the home plate umpire, again, whole different gear setup than a field umpire, where you're just basically out there in the slacks, the polo, and then the hat. Home plate umpire, you have padding underneath, shin guards, shoe guards, chest protector, and you have the pockets on the side for the scorebook and everything else, extra baseballs. And then you have the clicker, you have the brush, and of course the mask. And now it is a 1-2 count. So one ball, two strikes. Everybody back to their spaces and places after the long delay here in this ever-long seventh inning. Here's the 1-2 delivery from the unnamed southpaw, number 45, in this left-on-left matchup with the lefty Rowan Brown. Now time called, and the catcher's going to trot out to the mound.
We just don't want to play baseball anymore, I think.
Yeah, everyone's been watching a little too much World Cup.
20 minutes.
And in the stoppage time.
There you go, absolutely. Speaking of stoppage time right now between the other teams, the United States, have in their group, Turkey and Paraguay. Paraguay up 1-0 here in stoppage time, just a couple minutes left. For those soccer fans, Paraguay does end up winning this game, which it's looking likely. They will secure, the U.S. will secure first place in their group, which would be pretty awesome. So they stay on the West Coast for the knockout rounds.
Now the 1-2. Strike three called. And what I thought was going to happen did, in fact, come into effect. Down on strikes, a looking goes Rowan Brown. We did all that delay for one strike and the final out of this seventh inning. But the Colt 45s have the 8-4 lead as we head to the eighth inning here on KCNR Shasta Redding from Tiger Field here in Redding, California. It's going to be Jason Yeager on in relief in the eighth inning, when we return after this.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Thank you for rushing away into it. Here's Spencer Swinging here in this 8-4 ball game. 7-8-9 due up against Jason Yeager of the Colt 45s.
Thank you, Jacob. As mentioned, due up with Chris Fitzgerald and Tanya here in the top of the 8th inning. An opportunity here. 6 outs in Otto Nix. 4 runs needed to keep this game going. Obviously, just the 8th inning right now. But 4 runs across 2 innings is called strike. 1 on Poitras from another relief pitcher, Jason Yeager, looking to close this game out 6 outs away from it. And I'm sure he'll try to make quick work of it as this one called strike as well. And this one low in the dirt, but called a strike. Shouldn't say in the dirt. Outside the zone, I'd argue. He'll bring the count to 0-2.
Somewhere not in the zone.
There you go. He'll bring the count to 1-2 as Yeager misses this one outside. Poitras on the day has singled where he came around to score. He's flown out and struck out. And this one misses low, and this one will be in the dirt. It'll even up the count 2-2. Two-two count. 0 away here in the top of the 8th. Colt 45's lead 8-4. Yeager got him on the... Got him looking for the strikeout. How about that? Got him with the fastball high in the zone. And that will be the first out here in the top of the 8th. Poitras sat down looking.
Yeah, back-to-back looking strikeouts by the new home plate umpire. And that's also not something you see every day in the midst of all this.
Absolutely not. And obviously give him a little bit, cut him a little bit of slack. He wasn't expecting to do this tonight. Maybe it's his night tomorrow. But regardless, Yeager dealing with another fastball strike 1 here on Fitzgerald, who is 1-for-3 on the night.
Yeah, and for all we know, he was a home plate umpire last night, but of course we weren't in attendance with no game being called. Here's the 0-1. It's a broken bat chopper up the middle, gloved by Conklin, the shortstop. Quick throw to first and dropped at first base, not picked at the other end by Bodie Joyner, and safe at first on the E6 is Fitzgerald. Mateo Fitzgerald reaches for the 3rd time tonight. He's reached on the E6 twice and also a single.
Yeah, and I will say I'm pretty sure there Conklin, the shortstop, actually pretty much did the routine double play there playing shortstop, even though there was no one on. He jumped off that second base bag and made the throw. Couldn't quite make it there, made it there, but couldn't quite hold on to it. His first baseman, of course, Bodie Joyner. A little bit unlucky, but now be a great opportunity for him with Tapia up to bat and a runner on first and Fitzgerald. Be a great opportunity for Conklin to practice that again and actually turn to and retire the side here. This one misses high for ball 1. In this 8-4 ball game with 1 out away, runner on first, Colt 45s are up 4. The Knicks need to bring some runners around here to keep this game going into the 9th. And called strike will even up the count 1-1. Toppy in the bottom of the lineup, followed by Gibbs and McGee, should the inning continue. Yeager digs in. Little pickoff attempt, a wild throw kept in front of him. Doing a good job there is Joyner. And count will remain 1-1 here with 1 out away. Tapia looking to reach for the 2nd time tonight. He has walked and singled, but 1-for-2 on the night. Here's the 1-1 called strike. It'll bring the count to 1-2 and a little bit of frustration shown there. From Tapia, didn't agree with the call there. Fitzgerald still dancing on first base here. Here's the 1-2 from Yeager. Misses high. It'll even up the count 2 apiece. And definitely going to need some runs to come across here, you'd assume, if you're the Novato Knicks, as Colt 45s have their score doubled here. 8-4 ball game in the top of the 8th. Like to bring a couple across here. Before the 9th inning, big swing and a miss, and Yeager with his second strikeout of the inning and the night, and that will be out number two. One looking and one swinging. Tapia goes swinging, and now the top lineup Gibbs is going to be forced and trusted to keep this inning alive with a little two-out rally here in the top of the lineup. Runner on first, two outs away, a pair of strikeouts for Jason Yeager in his first inning of burn. Looking to make quick work of it. Gibbs on the night has not reached yet, other than the fielder's choice, which ended up being the final out of the night, as this one swung on towards third base, and taking the short way is third baseman Caballero, and that will retire the side on the, yet another fielder's choice, and it will be 8-4 as we head into the bottom of the eighth, the Colt 45's last guaranteed ups here, as they looked at tack on some insurance runs here at Tiger Field.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Two up is the bottom of the lineup for the Colt 45s in their last opportunity to add some insurance runs before this ninth inning. Patrick Bowen, the designated hitter, at the plate right now, followed by Bodie Joyner, and rounding it off will be Mark Anthony Carroll, barring any pinch hitters or substitutions late in the game here. Here's pitch from the southpaw, swing and a miss. Bowen will take strike one. Unfortunately, as Jacob has mentioned, number 45, nameless, as we are rosterless tonight, apart from the 9 batters and starting pitcher for the Novato Knicks, as this one's going to miss called ball, even if the count 1-1. Bottom of the 8th inning in an 8-4 ball game, the Colt 45s have led the entire way through, aside from a quick tie 4-4 ball game and coming into 7th inning for about 3 minutes.
That's a great way of putting it. This one's playable in shallow left field. The shortstop drifting out will squeeze it. That's Rizzo with the put out for out number one.
Yeah, and a great job so far from Rizzo. Or not so far, throughout this entire game, Rizzo's done a great job of making plays on, as Jacob has mentioned as well, on either side of the mound, coming for all the way across towards the second baseman and making throws to first base and making it look really easy tonight. Obviously, his team is on the wrong side of the W/L record book here, but it's not over yet. So they got an opportunity here. If they can limit the insurance runs, they'll need 4 in the ninth regardless, at least, to keep this game going. And based off how last night's game went, I think it scored 6 runs in an inning, one of the later ones, and how this season has gone for the Colt 45s, there has been some fireworks as of late. Looks like we will get a pinch hitter tonight. It'll be number 3, Egan Kalos, who we've seen man second base a few times this season.
And they'll step into the box for Bodie Joyner around the bunt, but foul tipped off the home plate. Karam's fair, thrown down to first base by the catcher, is in time. And I got to stop doing the color commentary. My rhythm's off. I keep hopping in and end up doing play-by-play.
No worries. It looked like that should have been called foul. Is that one pretty vividly to me, smacked off the plate. and went fair. At least the sound, it audibly heard that.
Which, because it did tear him fair, is how it ends up, yeah, being ruled.
Being a fair ball.
Fair ball, just barely. I mean, it, yeah, that's about as close as you can get off a bunt as well.
And out will be Mark Anthony Carroll rounding up the lineup here. Getting one of the top defensive players, and he can really get the bats going as well. I'm sure that's why they have him batting at the bottom of the lineup, just to get some ducks on the pond for the top of the lineup here. But two outs away, looking to keep this alive. We'll foul this one back off the netting. It'll even up the count 1-1. Could be the last batter of the night for the Colt 45s, if things end well for them. But obviously, I don't think they would mind adding some more runs here.
Yeah, definitely not. For the 45.
Pitcher kicks and deals the 1-1. Misses just high. I'll bring the count to 2-1.
This is where you just like to get a little bit more insurance. Never can hurt to get a little bit more, but...
Absolutely.
4 runs is plenty to walk away with a W tonight.
Yeah. Here's the 2-1 approach. Misses high. I'll bring the count to 3-1. Another thing to mention, obviously... There's 4 bases, or 4. 1 swing of the bat could bring 4 runs across, as far as for one specific batter. So they could tie the game in one big bunch, rather, where they'd have to score 2 different times. They have to bring everyone across 2 different times. Otherwise, as Carroll will swing and miss at this one, it'll bring the full count, and the payoff pitch will decide this 8th inning if it will continue or hold here. Full count for Mark Anthony Carroll, his first of the night. Here's the payoff. Inside on the shirt, and he will get his 390 feet. As that one, I don't think it'll rule as a hit-by pitch. Didn't hit him, really, but definitely in on the jersey. Get a little ripple through the jersey there.
Yeah, and regardless, there's still a free bag, and
right.
Would have been ball 4 either way. Had it hit him, but I'm not quite sure exactly. There was no...
hand signal from the home plate umpires. Tyler Zanizer will pinch it for Timmy Ayers. So he'll get some burns here. And Zanizer last night against these Novato Knicks patrolled left field, and he went 2-for-5 with no RBIs, no walks, and no strikeouts, which is not a very typical Zanizer stat line.
Yeah, he's usually always involved in something, especially at the top of the lineup as well, as he will watch called strike 1, just getting his feet wet here in the game. Wanted to see a pitch, I'm assuming, first, before getting all the way into it. Not much expected here, but again, in the 8th inning, you want to let people come up and bat, do what they can, and insurance runs will come. 0-1 count, swung out hard by Zanizer, but misses it. Just a little tardy on that fastball, over in the count to 0-2. Runner on first in the 8-4 ball game. 0-2 count, 2 outs away. Possibly down to their last strike here is Colt 45s. Pitcher kicks and deals the 0-2. Swung on hard by Zanizer into right field. It's going to take a hop. And this is going to be a good-looking single there for Zanizer in his little bit of play tonight.
Crooked the corners. Mark Anthony Carroll was going on the pitch, got a huge jump, heard the crook of the bat with 2 outs, decided to turn and burn at second base, and he got into third uncontested and very easily on the pinch-hit single by Zanizer.
Yeah, now D'Amico Parker, with runners in the corners, getting an opportunity to score some runs, bring some across, add some insurance here, who on the night has come around to score twice, once via the walk and once on a single, and he's come around to score in both of those. He's grounded out to second and short on the night as well. It's not the most productive night, but still 2-for-4, pretty solid, or with a walk, of course.
Yeah, DJ Parker only 1-for-4 tonight with that walk, which is really DJ Parker, again, not very DJ Parker stat line.
Right.
Last night he was 2-for-6 with 2 RBIs. And, I mean, again, he knows how to hit that baseball all around the field.
Yeah, and still coming around to score twice as well, so you can't take that for granted at all.
Absolutely not. And that's part of his... Again, 5-tool threat is the speed on the base paths.
Absolutely. Well said.
Even from first on an extra base hit, it's going to be a close play at the plate.
Right.
Even if it's handled well in the outfield as he swings on this first pitch, but it's just foul by about a 2 or 3 foot margin down the third base side.
That'll start off this at bat, 0-1 count. On the main, yeah, 90 feet away from making it two swings of the bat at least, or two different scoring hits, rather. Two different hits would be needed to keep this game alive if you're the Novato Knicks. If D'Amico Parker, Sanheiser will take the free 90 feet to second. He saw an easy opportunity to steal there, and he will. Standing up at second, just basically trotted on over. So now got two runners in scoring position, and anything to the outfield, you'd have to assume they're at least going to try for it to bring two across. With two outs away, they'll get a good jump. Here's the 1-1. Misses high, I'll bring the count to 2-1.
Yeah, and Zanizer going on that, was trying to get that extra run across, trying to draw a throw down to second base, and as soon as the catcher gets up and ready to make that throw and is set to release that baseball, the runner from third, and in this case, that's Mark Anthony Carroll, is going to take off from third and try and score.
As this one misses outside, for bring the count to 3-1.
Old-fashioned high school double steal to get a run easily across.
Yeah, it's great strategy right there. Stuff that average baseball fans may not know about, like myself.
That was a great way
to think about it. That makes perfect sense to me.
It's basically the baseball version of a pick and roll, in a sense.
Here's the 3-1. Misses inside on the face, and a quick bat toss from D'Amico Parker, and he will walk for the second time in a row, and that will load the bases here in the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45s do not look ready to be done scoring. And due up here is Nicholas Caballero. And after him, probably just ready for an opportunity again, is Braden Chiarito, which we know what he did last inning with that three-run homer that really extended this lead for the Colt 45's big swing and a miss for Caballero, 0-1 count. So I'm sure he's looking for an opportunity to get into the batter's box one last time tonight.
Quick and clean.
Full count here. Or not full count, rather, bases loaded. You can tell it's getting late into this ball game.
Yeah, we just hit the three-hour mark, and in what was going to be a very quick-paced and fast game, the seventh inning came to a sudden halt.
Yeah, I'd say about a 45-50-minute inning, which is... one of those every once in a while, but...
Quick and clean.
Yeah, not very indicative of the baseball game as a whole, because with the, I would say, back-and-forth action that we've had tonight compared to the occasional one-sided endeavors,
it's
much more
quick work,
even match tonight.
Yeah.
Which you love to see with, again, it's a summer collegiate wooden bat league. It's not out here fighting for a playoff spot tooth and nail in the midst of a 162-game
season. This is a runner's going to look to go. How about that good heads-up play by Mark Anthony Carroll? He'll come around on the wild pitch to score, and runners will advance 90 feet. That puts Parker at second, Zanheiser at third, and off that wild pitch, it'll bring the count to 3-1. And it's 4 in favor of your Colt 45s, who are looking to win the series here tonight.
Yeah, well, again, 2 of 3 here in this four-game weekend of baseball, but Sunday's game on Father's Day will be against the Tehama Bulls. And our runners at second and third with two outs. 3-1 misses in as Caballero works the walk. And I have to assume that will be ruled a pass ball after it was basically in and out of the catcher's glove. And everyone else moving up 90 feet. So Zanizer now over there at third base. At second base is Parker. And then Caballero is first base after the free pass issued. And it has been the story of base on balls tonight for the 45s. They've been able to score a lot of runs off of it.
Absolutely. Now here's an opportunity for Chiarito to... hit back-to-back home runs, don't want to jinx anything, but base is loaded for him. Two outs away in the bottom of the eighth in a game they already lead by 5 runs. Nothing to do but swing for the fences, I'd argue. Especially not to mention just the stakes here with just Summer Wooden Bat League. Just looking to have some fun. Stay prepped for college, as he calls time here.
Yeah, and a total of 8 walks issued, and then about a couple of hit batsmen, and then a couple of errors as well for this Colt 45 ball club, as the Novato Knicks have 3 errors on them.
This one's called strike to Chiarito. Even up the count 1-1. Yeah, those back-to-back walks there, obviously, essentially bringing a run across. And then also keeping these bases loaded, keeping this game moving along as we get time from the umpire. So you got quick conversation. So you may have missed some of the antics in the seventh inning that made it kind of extended. A new umpire in here due to a midsection injury from the original home plate umpire. So we're working with two umpires for the next four outs, and we have for the past five. Or six, I guess, based off one pitch. This one's called strike. It'll bring the count to 1-2. Now Chiarito could be down to his last strike here, as well as Colt 45's offense. Game in hand, more or less, though, as they lead 9-4. Three outs of defense, and that would be it for tonight, and that would clinch the series. As check swing, say, doesn't go, it'll bring the count to 2-2.
Almost got him to pull the trigger on that, and almost got the call, painting the black on the outside corner, and it just missed. I mean, it does not get closer than that. If we had ABS, it'd be a whole different story, I would assume. That's probably strike three.
Absolutely. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Bases loaded here for Chiarito, as it'll be a strike out there looking a little anticlimactic for Chiarito and this Colt 45's defense. They score one, but they strand all three with the bases loaded. They lead 9-4 and are three outs away from putting this one to bed.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today. That's at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy five car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get three free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as we head into the top of the ninth inning. Three outs away is this Colt 45's defense from clinching the series and the victory tonight to take you the rest of the way through this ninth inning. Here's Jacob Green.
Thanks, Spencer. And, yeah, it's been a thriller so far. It was a very quick-paced game until the seventh inning when there was some dwindling action and a home plate umpire going down, and now just two umpires. So the umpire's on a bit of a power play here. And it's a 9-4 ball game here in the top of the ninth inning, as Jason Yeager will go into his second inning of relief here. Colt 45's with a couple of errors on the night.
And I would say the best thing for Yeager here would just to get the first batter out. You don't want to get him on early, as he almost hit by pitch there. It's actually called strike. Must have been pretty crowded on the base there, McGee. It looked like he ducked all the way out to avoid being hit by that ball, but it was in the strike zone nonetheless. And I'm looking at the stance. It looks like he does have his knees right over the plate.
Now they're back-to-back. Called strike two here to the catcher,
Dennis
McGee.
As long as Yeager doesn't get anyone on. Obviously, the home run is still a threat, but you'd assume with... You don't assume they'd get five of those in one inning, so just making them earn their runs across, get on base, and then once they get on base, it could be a problem. But.
And ring them up, strike three called. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. A backward K there for Yeager here in this ninth inning, and now two outs remaining here for the Novato Knicks. Short of a miracle, this should be the Colt 45's ball game two win here.
And again, just the perfect start. Three pitches and the strikeout, all three in the zone there. McGee not wanting to swing the bat there. Must have been looking for something else.
Now here's the left-hand hitting Elijah Aguilar. Fouls this one off the catcher, then the umpire. And my goodness, the pinball back behind the dish continues here tonight.
A little PTSD there, I think. Crowd holds its breath for a minute.
Aguilar 1-for-4 on the night with a walk. Now the home plate umpire is going to dust off home plate, allow for the catcher Brown to have a quick little breather. Make sure he's all right and well. Now, the 0-1 delivery. This is up and away. That evens the count up at one ball and one one ball and one strike with one out. 9-4 here in this top of the ninth inning. The left-hand hitting Aguilar. It's a 1-1 from Jaeger, just a bit off the plate outside. It was right at the knee, but about a ball and a half off the plate. Now 2-1 as Jaeger rocks and delivers a breaking ball for strike two, and Brown thought it was strike three for a second, almost made the throw to third. Decided to hold on to it.
Yeah, good hold by him. Otherwise, that would have been a little awkward, huh?
Yeah, just
again, we're getting late in this ballgame.
And one will catch the corner, or miss the corner, just barely, rather.
Still the count.
Three balls and two strikes, the infield playing back, and outfield playing straight up the payoff. Reached for, foul tipped, and off the catcher, in and out of the glove, and we'll reset things at three balls and two strikes. The count holds.
And it looks like Aguilar, this is something you really don't want to see in a game that's nearly over. Love the effort from him, but looks like wincing a little bit, grabbing that lower back after that swing. Maybe just a little stiff there. Don't want to get hurt here in a game that's possibly decided already.
Now the payoff again is a ground ball toward the shortstop, Conklin. Gloves, off-balance throw toward first, the stretch at the other end, and called safe. Wow.
Incredible
speed. A
bang-bang
play and incredible speed. On the hard 90 is Elijah Aguilar, and he's aboard with the infield single, and that is the 10th hit of the night for the Novato Knicks.
Yeah, great job. Just really pacey guy out there, Aguilar, making that 90-foot run as hard as he could, and he beat it by about a full step, so that's pretty impressive stuff. I didn't expect that at all. Nothing against him or his base running ability, obviously, but I thought that play was in hand there from Conklin at short.
And it was a bang-bang play over there.
Absolutely.
At first, and Ty goes to the runner in that scenario, and now all of a sudden, it's a little bit more interesting with the runner on first, but the Colt 45s have ended a ball game in a double play before, and wouldn't be surprised if they do it here again as they shade the double play depth with Conklin and Carroll shaded up the middle. Here's a ground ball toward the first baseman. Steps on first, throw to second base. The throw, the tag, applied in time. And 3-6, the Colt 45s turn the double play as this ball game comes to a close here. And the Novato Knicks fall by a score of 9-4. We'll be back with the totals after this.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Well, folks, it took 3 hours and 12 minutes in front of about 225 in attendance. Tyler Shepard gets the win. Newman, unfortunately, gets the loss for the Novato Knicks after those inherited runners that Joseph Batiga had to take care of were able to come around and score. But the bright spot in that on that score sheet for the Colt 45s is that 3-run shot by Chiarito, which really proved to be the point here in this ball game as the Colt 45s win by a score of 9-4. For the Novato Knicks, 4 runs on 10 hits, 3 errors, they left 9. For your Reading Colt 45s, 9 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors, and they left 6, really taking advantage of the walks and the errors, all those free passes to free 90 feet, and 3 errors, and those walks and hit batters were the difference. There was about 10 total to account for between the walks and hit batsmen for the Colt 45's batters. They were, again, just able to take advantage of it. And then, next thing you know, they walk away with the win. They put up 4 runs in the home half of the 7th, and from there it was kind of all she wrote. All credit to the Novato Knicks, though, especially after last night hanging around in that barn burner, but the Colt 45's officially clinched the series win after tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the first inning was obviously the deal breaker there. Obviously, the seventh inning they scored four as well. But starting off, the first four batters for the Colt 45s coming around to score is the difference right there. They win by five. So just scoring in three innings. Both teams score in three separate innings, but Colt 45 scoring more by the bunch. Obviously, that three-run homer in the seventh inning was obviously the big difference maker as well. But eight runs in two innings, take those two innings away, and that's an incredible game there by the Novato Knicks. And I don't think they played bad as much as Colt 45's just got it done when it mattered most.
Yeah, and Braden Chiarito, back-to-back nights with home runs. So you love to see stuff like that, the ball flying out of here at Tiger Field. And that ball was absolutely tattooed out onto the street. A great shot by the Colt 45's right fielder here tonight. And again from Tiger Field, this is Jacob Green. Spencer Schlange. We got David Wiley back in the studio engineering things for us on the flip side of KCNR. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be live at 7:05 here from Tiger Field for the series finale between the Novato Knicks and your Reading Colt 45s. And then on Sunday, when the Tehama Bulls will come up here for the nice little one-game Father's Day special. For the final time from Tiger Field here tonight, it's the Colt 45s, 9, the Novato Knicks, 4. This is Jake Green and Spencer Schlange saying thanks for tuning in, and please drive safely.
Bye. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXE-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
I've got to say, I think it's been a fluid situation since the beginning. President Trump has kind of dialed it down and talked about it yesterday and shifted the helm a little bit. And now it's, is President Trump going to make good on what he set out to do? Or is he going to be outmaneuvered by Iran? And that remains to be seen, but we have a 60-day period that started yesterday. Where we've been, some calling it a moratorium, some calling it a negotiation period, and I suspect it's more of a negotiation period. And it's possible that the administration and the intelligence community and perhaps even European allies, intelligence communities, but I wouldn't bank on it, might be working they don't want to work in concert with Israel. But the reality is, if the Iranian people could do away with this regime, 91 million Iranian people, and about 91 million of them would like to do away with the regime, maybe 90 million, and they're, you know, it'd be great for humankind to put an end to that regime, which was born of a crime on November 4th, 1979. And we've been battling them, or they've been battling us, for 47 years now. And it would be good to put an end to that regime. The president, I don't believe, ever said that regime change was his goal, just denying them the opportunity, the possibility of developing an arsenal of nuclear weapons or even a single nuclear weapon, which Barack Obama and the Democrats gave them money, funded their ability to do, and Boltneck John Kerry was sent in on a private jet to negotiate while he complained about your carbon signature and your carbon footprint. And said, oh yeah, sure, you can continue to spin centrifuges and enrich uranium in secret locations underground that we can't get to, and you can continue to extend the range of your ballistic missiles, and the U.S. will give you billions of dollars to do it. Now, let's go, with that said, let's go to, because I know this is quite an unpopular deal, if it even is a deal. I think it's a negotiation still at this point, but there was a document signed at the Palace of Versailles in Paris, and the Iranian leader signed on to it also, and the Vice President, J.D. Vance, was supposed to head back there today to Switzerland to negotiate with the Iranians, and that became very complicated very quickly. The Iranians apparently not ready to show up, among other issues. But in the meantime, let's go to the great American people. Let's go to Brad, calling from beautiful Miami Beach, Florida. Bradley, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, thanks.
Hey, Brad.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it every time. you and I would love to sit down and talk with you. I'm going to talk fast because I worked in AM radio, and I know time is God. First, praise Barbara Ann's. Second of all, yesterday watching Michelle Obama praise her husband and everything, she was trying to act presidential. She's going to run. Third, this is my problem with Trump right now. I even walk around with a red Trump face watch, and I'm proud to show him off. He, in this treaty, wants to give Iran, our enemy, $300 billion. Uh-huh. I mean, to me, that is totally insane. He could give $10 million to every American and not even touch $1 billion. I mean, I don't get it. Can you justify it?
Well, I would never say that I can justify it. I think your math is probably incorrect on $1 billion and everybody getting $10 million, but I'll whip out my Bomar calculator later on that one. I've got some audio on this, at least of J.D. Vance, saying that, and this is not money that, according to President Trump and the Trump administration, it's not as though we, the United States of America, are going to fork over to them, the Islamic Revolution, $300 billion, but that frozen assets and money that was allegedly already theirs but has been locked up because they're terrorists, would be freed up, and that their Arab neighbors, their Arab and Muslim neighbors, would be giving money to them to rebuild after President Trump of the United States bombed the snot out of them. I don't like the idea that $300 billion would go in their direction. I don't like it at all. And I've got to say, I don't either. No, I'm not sure who does like it. I'm not sure who thinks that it's a good idea to give $300 billion to Iran. We mocked and ridiculed, and rightly so, the Obama administration and Barack Obama himself for sending plane loads of cash in, on pallets, shrink wrap.
Yeah, and this is more money than Obama gave them.
Yeah, now, Trump would say it's not like, and I think Marco Rubio has said this, J.D. Vance has said this, it's not like we are giving them money or giving them our money or our tax dollars, but that their assets had been frozen. I'd like to see them stay frozen. And if they meet behavioral benchmarks.
When I was looking at the thing on the internet, number 11 was releasing their assets. Number 6 was us giving them $300 billion. I mean, to me it sounds separate.
Well, the money is tied, release of frozen assets, according to what J.D. Vance has said and what has been released. But look, you're right that it's vague, it's not well defined, it is bothersome. And let me just share a couple of things of what they're talking about here, that this memorandum of understanding, which we're supposed to call the MOU because everything's a code, an immediate end to the war, right? There's an immediate end to the war as part of this, including Lebanon, which is Hezbollah attacking Israel. Now, they're going to violate the hell out of that one, the first one right there, Iran and Hezbollah, one of their proxy terrorist armies, radical Islamic jihadi armies. Hezbollah, the party of Allah, is what Hezbollah means, and an immediate end to the war, including in Lebanon. Now, Iran is saying, well, we're going to keep funding Hezbollah. And I saw J.D. Vance, vice president, yesterday, said, well, look, if they're doing that, if they're funding Hezbollah to attack Israel, then they've already violated the agreement and no money is released ever, right? But that's not very reassuring, and I appreciate that that's not very reassuring. You know, I mean, they're terrorists.
No.
I've always had a problem with radical Islamic jihadi terrorists, and I've had some experience with them. And also, Iran has to respect the sovereignty, territorial integrity of first of all, their Arab neighbors, and then there's Israel, too, but the genocidal death cult that is Iran is not going to respect Israel, and they are going to fund Hezbollah, and they are going to keep the death machine going because it's what they live for, and they think Allah is on their side and telling them to go kill all the Jews and the infidels. And now they've got 60 days. This is this window that opened yesterday or day before yesterday with the signing at Versailles, 60 days to finalize a deal. So the way I'm looking at it, this is on ice and frozen and being negotiated. And I think President Trump wanted to put the last phase behind him, including the dropping the bombs. But he's making very clear, and he said it unambiguously, if they violate any of the terms, we'll get back to bombing. We will bomb the hell out of them, right? In the meantime, the U.S. wants to end the naval blockade, and President Trump wants to end the naval blockade because he wants gas prices to come down, and there are midterm elections. And the thing is about that, I've got to say, is that the Iranians know that too, Brad. And the Iranians know that President Trump is experiencing pressure from the Democrat Party and the media, but I repeat myself, and the general population because gas prices up, up, up. You've seen the price of a barrel of oil has already come down just in the last couple of days very significantly. But President Trump wants to put that whole domestic economic issue behind him in the rearview mirror, and opening the Strait of Hormuz is key to that. And that means, you know, you need to maintain a naval presence there because you can't trust Iran to do anything that they say they're going to do. But Iran restores safe shipping, and they don't charge, you know, they charge people to drive by their country. Otherwise they might kill everybody. And so that's extortion, and they're a criminal. They're a criminal enterprise. But if you go to the United Nations, they'll tell you that Israel is the criminal enterprise and Iran is the poor victim of something. Pretty amazing stuff. The U.S. and various partners develop a $300 billion reconstruction plan. Now, let me say, Brad, I don't like that at all. Not at all. And I don't know if we're going to see much of that happening. But I have audio that I want to share with you, the vice president in particular. And the U.S. agrees to end sanctions. We have sanctions on Iran based on a schedule, but releasing those, lifting those sanctions and releasing the money depends on their behavior, according to what I'm hearing from J.D. Vance and to a lesser extent from President Trump. Iran then promises not to develop nuclear weapons, but we don't believe. And the proposal of stockpiled enrichment, they agree to get rid of their stockpiled enriched uranium, but that's buried deep underground and some of it has been blown up, and I don't know how they get to it, but I know that we can't trust them to do anything about that. And only if Iran behaves going forward, 60 days and then beyond, is there any relief from sanctions and any money freed up? But I got to say, I'm very concerned about it too, Brad, and I understand why you're concerned. No? That's a fact, Jack, I've got to say. Mm-mm-mm. And the White House put out a statement yesterday, and part of the statement, the White House statement says, the plans for the upcoming technical talks have not been finalized because J.D. Vance was supposed to be heading to Switzerland to sit down with the Iranians and talk to them, and they were postponed. And the U.S. delegation has been prepared to depart at the first available opportunity. We look forward to beginning technical talks as soon as possible. I've got to say, this has slowed down very dramatically, very dramatically. And, gosh, I don't know. I honestly don't know where it's going to go because it's the future. And I've never been very good at predicting things, especially the future. But, Brad, I understand your concern and that you speak for hundreds of millions of people in the United States and beyond. But it is it's Trump and the Trump administration. They've been obviously extremely aggressive in this regard. And I'm going to give them lots of breathing room. We have this 60-day period, and I don't know how this is going to come out after 60 days, but I know that President Trump is a very aggressive American president who is not inclined to put up with guff from these people, and he is saying, and if they look askance at me, we'll start bombing the hell out of them again. And, you know, Brett, what do you make of that? Oh, he dropped. I'm sorry, Brad dropped. I guess I went on for too long. I apologize, Brad. But let's go to some audio from today, because and we had this thing in Chicago at the Obama Library. Although it's not a library, it's just a center. It's a massage parlor and a sauna. They have the Larry Sinclair hot tub and the Larry Sinclair steam room. And there's monkeypox all over the place there, and they've got a whole floor dedicated to how Barack Obama funded the Islamic bomb and led to President Trump having to drop bombs on Iran. It's all Obama's fault. And Boltneck, have you noticed that Boltneck has kind of vanished from the scene? That's amazing. Yes, sir. But I've got a bunch. We've got audio from Barack Hussein Obama, and Big Mike was there. Big Mike, you know, Michelle Obama was there. And she's like, oh, we're all illegal aliens. Do you see this stuff? We're all illegal aliens. On a day when the illegal alien that was leading the terrorist plot against the White House on Sunday night, an illegal alien from Mexico. And there was Michelle out there defending illegal aliens yesterday. And it did kind of smell like maybe she was starting to run for president, but I'm not sure she will.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free, and you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
One smile is great. But one smile in a community of smiles is so much better. A smile has a secret power that most people don't know about. A smile multiplies. It spreads from one person to the next, stretching across entire groups of people. Smile Train knows this and is proud to be creating a wave of smiles across the cleft lip and palate community in over 70 countries. Patients, doctors, advocates, fundraisers. Collectively, our smiles are a celebration of the transformed lives of over 1.5 million children. Learn how Smile Train is helping the cleft lip and palate community at smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of 5-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
And we have returned. We are at 888-630-9625. Let us go back to the telephones. Talk to the American people. Let's go to Keith, calling from Vienna, Virginia. Keith, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing? Hey, you just briefly mentioned there that, you know, if something happens, we're going to go back and bomb them. Well, right. Like in the past 2 months, I think Trump said like 38 or 39 times that if they screwed up, they're going to go back and bomb them, that a deal was near. This thing is a 100% complete disaster. I've been listening to Mark Levin. He has been all over this. And he's up, down, left, right. There's absolutely no. Cal Thomas came out with an article. It just totally just ripped this thing to shreds. The complete surrender. He's taking the Iranian people. He's supposed to, he's throwing them under the bus. These people have never lived up to an agreement. They will never live up to an agreement. This is going to go down as one of the biggest foreign policy mistakes ever. And he's thrown Israel under the bus too. I mean, I don't understand. We had them on their back. We had our foot on their neck. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he says there's a ceasefire and there's a deal. Of course, that ceasefire was only a moderate ceasefire. And then I thought about this. A deal is something, you know, you're doing business. This is not a deal. He called for their unconditional surrender, and all of a sudden that went by the wayside. These guys have got to be torn out root and branch or to come back. It's like killing Hitler but leaving the SS in charge. This is a 100% absolutely complete disaster. I voted for this guy 3 times, and so do my friends. And what really bugs me are some of these journalists or some of these opinion hosts. They're just on the pom-pom boys. Mm-hmm. Vince is a pom-pom boy. I used to love that guy. I used to respect him. But he gives Trump a tongue bath every day, just like you say.
It's a good term, isn't it, tongue bath? But the look, I love Vince, and I can't listen to everything. But I know, and Mark is the great one, and wonderful, wonderful. And look, and you are certainly not alone. And I know that this looks like a train wreck. And right now, Keith, I think it looks like a train wreck because it's kind of train wrecky. I've got to say, it's quite train wrecky at this point, and the president has to pull it out of the fire if he's going to make this work. And if it, look, this is going to be obviously a huge part of his legacy. How he leaves Iran? Do they still have a nuclear weapons program? Are they still enriching uranium? Do they still have a stockpile of already enriched uranium? There are reports that he's going to allow them to keep their ballistic missile program up and running. I think that is very bad. I think that he's maneuvering, and I can't know, I don't have any inside information, maneuvering to give himself and the U.S. the high moral ground, but I don't...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.